TAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Some members of Congress say big cuts in military spending should be part of any deal to reduce the deficit. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in Washington with the latest negotiations.
11 Republicans, 11 Democrats in the House all say the new budget deal should reflect the winding down of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the cuts in defense should be substantial. This as President Obama again made the case for avoiding a hefty tax hike.
How many of you can afford to pay another $2,200 in taxes?
But Michigan Republican Congressman Justin Amash says he's looking for balance.
We shouldn't be caving on taxes when the amount of spending cuts we're talking about over 10 years are just a drop in the bucket.
Now, it's unclear where the fiscal talks stand following the weekend meeting between the president and House Speaker Boehner. Chris?
Rich, the State Department says Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has pulled out of a week-long trip to Arab countries because of a stomach virus. And with Syrian troops and rebels fighting for control for the capital, Damascus, the defense secretary has more to say about the potential use of chemical weapons there. Here's Fox News Radio's Emily Wither.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, landing in Kuwait, says there isn't any new intelligence indicating the regime is preparing to use the weapons. But he says President Assad is feeling threatened.
I'd like to believe he's got the message. We've made it pretty clear. But, you know, it's also clear that the opposition continues to make gains. And our concern is that that they might resort to these kinds of weapons.
Last week, U.S. intelligence showed the nerve gases for these weapons had been prepared. The regime now has less than 60 days to use them, or they lose their effectiveness. Chris?
Former South African President Nelson Mandela, diagnosed with a lung infection. He's 94. He's been in a hospital in Johannesburg since Saturday. And a former Florida police officer, Manuel Prado, is scheduled to be executed today for the murders of 9 people. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Weeknights.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at uhc.com.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays, all for less than you thought possible. Find the gifts on everyone's list from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig, and serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join as a Plus member and save even more with the Sam's Club Cash Rewards Program. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save.
When you wonder why we're so committed to the community, remember we're the only locally owned media in BCS, and we think it matters. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This year, Galleria Day Spa takes pride in bringing you the customs of Christmas on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Find out traditional definitions of the Christmas season, the origins of many of our Christmas customs, and what makes them so special. Keep listening for the customs of Christmas, brought to you 3 times daily by Galleria Day Spa. Voted best of the Brazos for 7 years and counting, only on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Douglas Jewelers is going out of business. After 48 years of proudly serving our customers of College Station and surrounding communities, Ronnie and Sandy Arrington are retiring. We'll celebrate this milestone with our entire inventory of fine diamonds, precious gemstones, and more being discounted up to 70% off. Shop early for the holidays at Douglas Jewelers and take advantage of these unbelievable savings on all fine jewelry. Save up to 70% off at Douglas Jewelers going out of business sale, 1501 University Drive East in College Station.
It's Macy's one-day sale Wednesday, preview day Tuesday, with hundreds of gifts on sale store-wide. Designer coats for him and her, 50 to 60% off. Your choice 9-piece scent sampler, free with any $75 fragrance purchase. Save 30 to 50% plus an extra 20% on fine jewelry. Take 60% off all pillows and 60% off all Martha Stewart Collector's enamel, cast iron casseroles. Macy's One Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Discover the latest in holiday wear for children and the coolest gifts for all family members in the 2012 holiday issue of Brazos Family Magazine. From seasonal recipes to a calendar full of holiday community events, Brazos Family Magazine is your local source for family-friendly fun. Brazos Family Magazine is a free publication and available at locations throughout Bryan College Station. Or request your free copy by emailing your name and address to magazine@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
Cartridge World?
They sell refilled ink and toner cartridges, saving us up to 40% on refills. Cartridge World has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they sell black, color ink, and toner along with all the major brands.
Cartridge World is going to save us a lot of money.
Enough to give me a raise? Just kidding.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Bryan Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 32 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The A&M System Board of Regents might be buying more land in College Station. This afternoon, by conference call, the Regents will consider the purchase of 12 acres of unimproved property. System spokesman Steve Moore says before the meeting, they aren't disclosing the location, the seller, the price, or the purpose. 2 hours have been set aside for the private conversation that also includes choosing a new president for the A&M campus in Texarkana. The numerical combination of 12-12-12 happens only once a century. It's significant enough at A&M that Aggies are being asked to pause at 12 minutes after 12 noon tomorrow. Catherine Greenway of the Association of Former Students says that's when the Aggie War Hymn will be played.
The event was initiated by the Texas A&M Marketing and Communications Group, and they reached out to the Association of Former Students, the 12th Man Foundation, and the Texas A&M Foundation. And I think it's turned into a great collaborative effort where we're really able to showcase our university, our former students, and so many of the things that make this institution special.
WTAW is among the radio stations pausing tomorrow to play the Aggie War Hymn. You can also download a copy from the WTAW.com website. A Bryan man has entered a guilty plea to shooting two men and threatening to injure a third during a robbery more than a year and a half ago. 23-year-old Albert Bolden Jr. was sentenced to 30 years in prison for his part in a holdup west of College Station in the Brushy community. The victims were three men from Texas City driving two customized cars. The two who were shot did not receive life-threatening injuries. The third man was threatened with a gun and a fence post. Four co-defendants are awaiting trial. A plea agreement made with Bolden included testifying to what happened in April of 2011. A College Station man who admitted to injuring his 9-week-old baby is headed to prison. As part of a plea agreement with prosecutors, 23-year-old Rundell Miller Jr. was sentenced to 5 years. In May of 2011, College Station police were notified that the infant was in an Austin hospital with a broken femur. The arrest report indicated Miller tossed the child onto a bed where it bounced off the mattress and landed on the floor. Sub-freezing temperatures mean more fire hazards. Reminders from William Bowles of the Bryan Fire Department include using fireplaces safely.
We want to make sure that our fireplaces are clean and that they're ready to be used and that we're only using well-seasoned wood in those fireplaces. Don't use extra green wood that tends to pop and tends to throw sparks out of the fireplace. Use a guard in front of it.
Along with working smoke detectors, Bowles says to install carbon monoxide detectors if your heat comes from natural gas or LP heaters. And from north of College Station to east of Waco, those searching might find pieces of the meteor that lit up the sky early Friday morning.
And it's also rare to see one as far away as we did.
Bill Cook at NASA says the basketball-sized meteor entered the Earth's atmosphere south of Dallas and could be seen as far away as Louisiana and New Mexico. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 32 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Zwirneman Flooring, Hargrove Insurance, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just out from the post office in College Station.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information and samples from businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure is located directly over the state this morning. It's going to result in lots of sunshine for the area today. It'll be a cool day with highs of only about 50 to 55. Clear skies are in the forecast for tonight. Lows will be near 30. Should be mostly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs 55 to 60. Tomorrow night clear, 30 to 35. Sunny and 60 to 65 during the day on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. There is a rumbling now in the Brazos Valley, and it rumbles all the way up to Lubbock. We'll share that with you here in just a little bit. Also, a big celebration with the Heisman Trophy coming to Aggieland, and we'll do that and a whole lot more here at about 6:50.
So, I mean, are they going to have a parade for the trophy, you know?
No, it's at the MSC flag room. You can get your picture taken with the Heisman Trophy.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow.
Which I think would be kind of cool.
That's not bad.
That would be cool.
No charge?
It doesn't look like it. It's part of the 12-12-12 celebration.
Would it be bad if I take a picture with it with my Baylor line jersey on?
Well, that's, you know.
I wouldn't go into the MSC with my Baylor line jersey on if I were you, but if you want to.
You have a Baylor line jersey? That's amazing.
No, I think he meant if he had one.
I know.
Yeah, just in case.
Sometimes anyway. I pretend I'm dumber than I actually am, but only on occasion.
Okay. Will you give us a warning so we'll know?
You're so mean.
A little bit of a heads up on that.
That's it. So anyway, So Pennsylvania State Police said they arrested a man accused of breaking into his ex-girlfriend's house and using glue on her refrigerator and computer. Police say while his ex was away, the man broke into her apartment and glued shut the refrigerator door and a utensil drawer and then poured glue on the woman's computer keyboard. Why wouldn't you just do a few keys, you know? I think we found out the other day the backspace key is the worst one. And see, because that way she might not know.
She'll just think it's one busted key.
Yeah. Or is it on top of the key so that if she tried to... You know, is it like that Insta-stick glue, and then she'd be walking around with a keyboard hanging down from her fingertips?
You've been watching too many Merry Melodies.
That it? Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I guess that could work.
Scott's got to call into Acme.
That's right
for some the Insta-stick glue.
Exactly.
Did you ever have anybody Carmex your desk, where you put your hands down and then it's just like Carmex grease just over you?
What is Carmex?
It's like a lip.
Oh, that's that lip stuff.
It's a medicated lip.
See, have you ever heard that that's addictive?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. See, now, how does that urban legend get started? And is it? I mean, is it addictive?
Well, give me just a minute.
Okay. I mean, I remember I used to use that stuff, but I'm not sure. So anyway, I guess that's what Snopes is for, right? So we can find out whether or not that sort of thing is true. Holiday sound.
Yeehaw!
Uh-huh.
Christmas is my favorite time, decorations all alike. There's nothing like a Christmas tree to make the season bright. Make the season bright. The Douglas fir is a mighty fine tree, it's not the one for me. Gotta water and take care of it, or the darn thing won't stay green. The darn thing won't stay green. Well, I don't need no Douglas fir, don't want no evergreen. The prettiest tree to me is a beer can Christmas tree.
There you go.
Oh, my
God. There you go.
It looks like it's completely made up.
Okay. I know the Carmex people are happy about that.
We're going to have a great time together.
Together.
We got a lot of info.
Mission.
Together.
Yeah, you can be together because you're the kind of the cuddliest member of our whole squad.
Without a doubt, yeah. So now the beer can Christmas, should that be all the same kind of beer cans or, you know, should it have a different look to it?
Absolutely not. You do like Heineken's for the tree because it's green.
Oh, okay.
Have Santa Claus bring beers from all around the world.
You could do that. That'd work too.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever, because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like glycol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey, it's 616, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. You know, yesterday, maybe last week, we talked about the full moon being the cold full moon, and I was thinking, oh, we just had a full moon. And sure enough, I mean, it's just a fingernail out there today, so I don't know why we were talking full moon 2 days ago. So if you're acting weird and wanted to blame it on the full moon.
I don't remember talking the full moon 2 days ago.
Yeah, it was on Friday. We were talking about the name of the full moon, and the Native Americans call it the cold full moon. But
really?
Yeah, sure. But anyway, it's not a full moon out there. So, you know. And but it's a nice night. It was a great little fingernail moon, and I guess that's I don't know what that is, the planet next to the moon, but I'll go figure out what it is and let you know. In the meantime, it's...
Maybe our friends in Madisonville will tell us.
They might tell us. It's International Mountain Day. I mean, they were here yesterday. They're going to be here tomorrow. I don't...
More than likely.
I don't get that. But anyhow, it's also National Noodle Ring Day. I mean, not enough of us think about the... ring noodle, right? I mean, if it weren't for SpaghettiOs, would you think about a ring noodle at all?
Oh, man, I sure want some SpaghettiOs.
Oh, no. Ugh. You don't really eat that on purpose, do you? I would think you seem to be more the type who'd make your own.
I've actually never made ring noodles.
No. I didn't mean the noodles. I meant the sauce. It's just that sauce and all that Franco-American stuff is so smarmy.
Smarmy? I'm not sure you're using that word the way it's supposed to be.
It's too sweet. It's cloying. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, I mean, it needs to be a little spicier. Anyway, also, of course, 14 shopping days left till Christmas. It's the fourth night of Hanukkah. 10 days left in our world before it ends. Just remember that. And if you don't believe all that Mayan stuff, then we got 21 days till the end of the year. All right, what do we got for birthdays?
Haley Steinfeld is 16. She was nominated for an Oscar in True Grit.
Oh, okay.
Rey Mysterio Jr., who's a wrestler, is 38. Mm-hmm. Mos Def, I'm doing this one just for cats, 39. He played in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Ah, okay.
Gary Dorden is 46.
Whatever, boy, that guy is not doing well.
No.
He's made some bad life decisions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Better than not putting on sunscreen.
Filed for bankruptcy, and he's cleared $15,000 a month.
Yeah, yeah, really, and drugs and stuff like that. Not good. Yeah.
Nikki Six is 54 from Motley Crue.
Mm-hmm.
Rita Moreno, hey, you guys!
That's right. That was the electric company, right?
You got it.
Yeah.
She is 81, and most people don't know this. I didn't until I read it. One of only 10 people to win all four major entertainment awards.
Yeah.
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
Yeah. I think was the first one to have done it. Well, not sure, but I think that was her claim to fame for a long time. And then, you know, then became number two and the three and four. Anyway.
Jermaine Jackson, Tito's brother, 58. Terry Garr, who was huge in the 80s and then just kind of...
Whatever happened to
her? She just kind of shriveled up a little bit.
Yeah, she was in Close Encounters, is that right or not? Was that somebody else? Was Terry Garnett?
I think she was. She was also in Tootsie, Mr. Mom.
Oh, yeah, Tootsie, that's right.
Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, again.
Terry Gar, 65 today. Brenda Lee, which was one that I was on the... Is this person still alive? She's 68. John, I Want to Be Secretary of State, Kerry, is 69.
Yes, he does.
Donna Mills from Knott's Landing is 72. And the lead singer of Bread, David Gates, is 72 years old, too.
Wow. Brenda Lee. Huh?
Brenda Lee.
I guess we may have to play Rockin' Around the Christmas
Tree. Oh, for sure.
Just today because it's her, you know, birthday, whatever.
That would be okay.
Yeah, that's all right. And the planet out there is Saturn. That's Saturn that's right next to the moon this morning. You can see it real clearly because the moon is just itty-bitty. So if you want to run outside. But again, it's 32, so you may just go, yeah, great, I'll take your word for it.
If you run out.
Yeah.
And nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now, the problem we're facing here isn't the outlines of a bad deal. It's really, what does the GOP want to represent? I know some Republicans are demoralized and defeated, and maybe you don't have your confidence right now, but I don't care. Get over it. Obama won the presidency. Get over it. And you won the House. Now go do what you were elected to do. And I don't care if you feel defeated or demoralized. You've got to offer a different alternative to what the president's offering. You got to stand up now on your principles, not later now. You got to recover your confidence of your convictions. What did you get into politics for? Show some fortitude here. Show some initiative, some gumption, some backbone. Be prepared to fight on principle.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Give a darling. You want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you.
Give a, give a, give a, give a garment. Give a, give a, give a, give a garment.
Find something fun for everyone. Garment.com, Garment.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-425-8440. That's 1-800-425-8440.
The outlook for job seekers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. It is expected employers will continue to add jobs at a slow, steady pace at the beginning of 2013. Manpower says the number of firms that plan to hire in the first quarter exceeds the number that anticipate cutbacks, though the majority of employers foresee no changes in their payrolls. The survey found uncertainty over the fiscal cliff is making companies cautious about adding jobs. An industry group is bullish about the restaurant business. The National Restaurant Association predicts that while the environment will remain challenging, the nation's nearly 1 million restaurants will post record sales in 2013. The group says the industry will continue to be a leading creator of jobs. Close to 750,000 people rode Amtrak trains during the Thanksgiving period. The rail system puts the exact number at a record 737,537. The day before Thanksgiving was the busiest day in Amtrak history. Stock market futures are higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names. names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
You know, there's nothing like the smell and taste of real home cooking. You can have all that at Rooster's Country Dinner House in College Station. Step back into a simpler time when friends and family gathered around the dinner table for Grandma's wholesome homemade meals. At Rooster's, start with a simple salad and homemade buttermilk biscuits. Then choose from a variety of meats to suit everyone's taste. Fried chicken, roasted chicken, fried catfish, chicken fried steak, chicken tenders, and pot roast. And all the sides you can eat, serve family style, including green beans with bacon and onions, real mashed potatoes with gravy, and creamy buttery corn. All real affordable and all real good. Rooster's serves traditional made-from-scratch meals Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 and 5 to 9. Weekends, 11 to 9. Bring the family or your large group. There's room for everybody. Rooster's Country Dinner House on University Drive next door to the Hilton. Visit online at roostershouse.com.
Texas Regional Eye Center would like to welcome Dr. William Riggs to our team. Dr. Riggs brings his years of experience and training in state-of-the-art techniques for helping you see clearly, from LASIK laser vision correction to advanced cataract surgery and the very best in general eye care. Dr. Riggs, Dr. Perkins, and Dr. Wethridge are ready to provide you with excellence in eye care. Call today, 774-0498. Are on the web at TexasRegionalEye.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 626, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. We'll be up to 52 today, and it'll be a lot more pleasant because the winds aren't going to be blowing around like they were yesterday. The wind's up at about 5 miles an hour is all. It'll be chilly again tonight, probably a little bit colder, as a matter of fact. 27 will be the low. Then tomorrow, we're up near 60 with a low of near freezing on Wednesday night. Then, gosh, for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're back up to unseasonably warm temperatures. Gosh, Saturday, 72 degrees, nearly perfect. We will have a chance of thunderstorms, however, on Friday and Saturday night. And then, if you want to look ahead to Sunday, we'll have sunny skies again in about 66. So, chilly here the beginning of the week, and then unseasonably warm. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 5. Relative humidity is 69%, and we've got 32 degrees.
If you were going to start an internet-based business, what would it be and how would you make money? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the Gold Guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Starting your own internet business. For many people, that does sound attractive.
Anybody can take a shot now. You don't have to have gone to the right schools. You don't have to know the right people or have millions of dollars in venture capital or a computer science degree from Stanford. You can go on and set up a blog yourself.
Scott Fox, author of the book, Click Millionaires.
That doesn't mean you're going to be rich, but it means that you have a shot at coming on with much less risk than opening your own business would have taken back, you know, in the 20th century.
Success on the internet does seem to be about finding a niche topic with a niche audience. For example,
how to buy car insurance cheaply, or how to raise prize roses, or how to get your kids to eat lunch. You know, things like these that are real life issues. Well, there are people on the internet looking to solve those problems every day.
And Scott believes you do not have to be the world's leading authority on any of these topics.
This, I think, is honestly more a factor of people's insecurity about their own abilities and their lack of training. I firmly believe that everybody has something about them that's unique. Rob Ludlow runs the world's largest community for people who raise, get this, chickens in their backyards. Backyardchickens.com gets over 10 million page views a month, and it's got people from all over the world who come to swap stories and pictures of the chicken coops that they have in their backyard.
You can link to Scott's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Emmanuel, our God is with us. Yes, He is with us. Yeah.
First Baptist Bryan presents Point of Grace, December 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m. Enjoy a concert featuring the First Baptist Choir, orchestra, and handbells, joined by Point of Grace. Tickets are available at itickets.com or at the church. Point of Grace, December 14th and 15th at First Baptist Bryan.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 32 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Another round of temperatures below freezing means more heaters. William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Department says in addition to smoke detectors, some homes should also have carbon monoxide detectors.
Anywhere that you're using a fossil fuel to heat with, i.e. if you use gas in your home, propane, natural gas, you need to have carbon monoxide detectors in your home.
Bouse says if you're using fireplaces, make sure the wood is well seasoned and fireplaces are cleaned of creosote. The father of a 9-week-old baby whose leg was broken after it was tossed and bounced off a bed has pleaded guilty to a felony charge. 23-year-old Rundle Miller Jr. of College Station was sentenced to 5 years in prison in an agreement with prosecutors from an incident that took place in May of 2011. The infant was hospitalized in Austin for a broken femur. During an interview with police, Miller said he was frustrated at the time because the baby was crying and a second child was, in the father's words, yapping and messing with stuff. 30 years in prison is the sentence for a Bryan man who admitted to his part in shooting two Texas City men and threatening a third with a gun and a fence post. The April 2011 incident in the brushy community west of College Station led to two arrests. The plea agreement between prosecutors and 23-year-old Albert Bolden Jr. included his involvement in that of four co-defendants who are awaiting trial on aggravated robbery charges. Authorities say the group drove away in the victim's customized cars that were found partially stripped under the Brazos River Bridge on Highway 60. If you're listening to WTAW tomorrow afternoon at 12:12, you're going to hear something different from usual. Bryan Broadcasting Stations are participating in A&M's celebration of the 12th man on December 12th. Catherine Greenwade of the Association of Former Students says the 12 Days of Texas A&M campaign began on the 1st.
A social media campaign that has been highlighting unique things about our university, unique things about our former students, and about the reach and the impact that the university has on our world. They have done a great job on the A&M website of putting all the resources you need to participate in this event.
The highlight will be playing the Aggie War Hymn on Wednesday at 12:12. If you're not near a radio, you can go to WTAW.com to download a copy of the War Hymn. The details aren't being revealed, but the A&M system might be expanding its footprint. In College Station, the Board of Regents is holding a conference call Tuesday afternoon. This afternoon, a two-hour block has been set aside in executive session for two items. One is the purchase of 12 acres of unimproved property. The price, location, and purpose of the land isn't being disclosed ahead of the meeting, according to system spokesman Steve Moore. A new president for the A&M campus in Texarkana will also be considered. If there are any pieces of the meteor that lit up the sky early Friday morning, experts say they're on the ground somewhere from north of College Station to east of Waco.
It's rare to see this bright a fireball in the twilight.
NASA's Bill Cook says that the meteor was about the size of a basketball. Space buffs are expected to be out looking for any remnants, since meteors can bring as much as $22,000 a pound. ERCOT, the folks who run the state's power grid, say the outlook for next summer is a bit tighter than their previous forecast. In other words, they won't have as much electricity in reserve as they'd like to have. He says after that, things look great.
There's a significant amount of activity in generation development right now. We see several new plants that are under construction right now that are scheduled to come online in the late 2014 timeframe.
He says it's important to note we're at a slightly increased risk of running short on power during the extreme heat of summer. WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 32 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Shipman with Shipman ENT, and we're going to talk about sore throats. This is the time of year to be sick. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. A simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
There's going to be sunshine today. It looks like temperatures are going to have tendency to climb up to about 50 to 55 degrees this afternoon. Clear skies tonight, lows dropping down to about 30. It'll be mostly sunny during the day on Wednesday, and highs will be 55 to 60. Clear Wednesday night, lows 30 to 35. Sunny on Thursday with temperatures between 60 and 65. A little bit milder for Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Really get the motor going for what we want to achieve next year, and that's winning a national championship.
Well, first up, it's the Cotton Bowl, but it's nice to hear an Aggie player talking about a national championship. We'll share that with you here in just a little bit. Also, a little change maybe in coaching. We'll have to share that, too, because there's a tie-in with Lubbock and a whole lot more in about 12 minutes with sports.
All right, there you go. So I will talk about it next hour, too, but I find it fascinating. This is pretty much the coldest day of this season. I don't know if it's the coldest day of the year, but it's 32 or so here, and going to be 27 tomorrow night, and it looks like maybe it's probably freezing up in the entire two-thirds of the state of Texas. So that's when ERCOT tells us they're not going to have enough power for summer. Huh?
Well, it's always there in the back of
nice.
Your mind.
Because right now, while it's 32, you're going, yeah, right. You know, in July, on July the 10th or 11th, let's be talking about that and see how we feel.
All the riots and...
Yeah, and ERCOT's going to go, well, we told you back in December.
This was the surprise.
It's not a big shock. So, yeah, they kind of sneak that out on us and see how that works out.
It's like when they do the information dumps on Friday.
That's
from
right.
Washington.
Hoping nobody's, oh, look over there, it's a butterfly. And then they tell you something that you probably didn't want to hear. Texas lawmakers, boy... There's some of those not too happy after projections from the state health officials that by 2015, poor women will deliver an estimated 23,760 more babies than they would have. More babies than they would have. As a result of their reduced access to state-subsidized birth control. Oh, so the state is making these women pregnant. Is that the way that worked? Because I don't think that's right. I think I learned it differently.
You know, yeah, if you're really wanting to not have babies, then don't do the things that make you have babies.
But you see, Kat, that's that two-word combination, personal responsibility, and we're just not going to have that.
I always thought it took two to tango. Yeah. Now apparently it takes at least three.
Yeah, really. We're Texans and we're Americans and we don't have to do that. Yeah, it's so, again, what they did is they passed their budget in 2011, and that took $73 million from family planning services, and they moved it to other programs. So as a result, they're saying it's largely political because then the taxpayer dollars didn't go to Planned Parenthood clinics. That's what, you know, one side of the issue is saying. So now the lawmakers are a little bit upset because they see that there'll be almost 24,000 newborns that they didn't plan on seeing in the population projections. And, you know, you got to start supporting them from the time that they come out and start breathing air, you know what I mean? And if mama can't afford it, then guess who's going to pay for it? That's right, that'd be us. So we'll see. Bipartisan coalition now looking to restore some or all of those family planning dollars as a cost-saving initiative, if nothing else. We'll go ahead and spend it now because we'll save it later because those young'uns won't be born.
But see, they're calling it family planning.
Yes.
It's more like family reacting. You know? For it to be technically planning, you have to have a plan.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Think about it ahead of time, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no. Yeah, once again, we're U.S. Americans. We don't have to do that. The government is here to protect us when we make mistakes. Don't you understand that? That's what it is. We go ahead and just perilously barrel through life, do all sorts of stupid stuff, but the government's there to protect us when we make bad decisions. That's why they're there. It doesn't matter if it's having a baby that you can't afford. It doesn't matter if it's having a house on the coast where hurricanes come in. Any other stupid things that you might do. It's the government that's supposed to protect you when things go badly. That's why they're there. That's why we pay taxes. Sure it is. In the Texas Constitution, the Speaker of the House is supposed to be pretty powerful. Well, we've had this guy who's been governor for longer than most people own shoes, and as a result, the speaker's not quite as powerful as he used to be, but the speaker is the speaker, and he can kind of control who gets on what committees and what legislation sees the light of day. And so Speaker Strauss has made some people unhappy, especially on the conservative side of the Republican Party in the state of Texas. And yesterday afternoon, a guy named Brian Hughes, who's from Mineola, he's a Republican, said that he was dropping out of the race because a guy named David Simpson, another Republican, has decided to get into the race. Now, he's an East Texas boy. He's from Longview. He says he's going to go after Speaker Strauss for the Speaker of the House position in the Texas legislature. See how that works out. But again, Strauss made a lot of conservatives angry because he got some Democrats on his side, and that helped him get elected to Speaker of the House and did some things that doesn't make the conservatives too happy. So we'll see. Maybe there'll be a little battle for Speaker of the House. And by the way, with that in mind, we'll be talking to John Rainey on Thursday, one of our state representatives, and have a plan right now to have Kyle Cassell on Friday to talk about what's going to be happening in the legislature. That'll be in the 8 o'clock hour on Thursday for John Rainey, and if we can set things up for Kyle Cassell on Friday. So we'll see about that. So much for Texas politics, at least for now. Now, U.S. Americans want the so-called fiscal cliff. They want this thing. They really do. In a survey of 1,000 likely registered voters, we can't vote on the cliff. I don't know why. Why could it just be Americans? But anyway, across the board, spending cuts are favored by 75%. Higher income taxes favored by 60%. Really? Okay. So go for that. And a Gallup poll says most Americans want the federal government to, hey, man, cool it on this marijuana thing, okay? Just cool it, okay? See, Colorado and Washington, you know, both legalized the drug earlier this year.
Right.
So 64% of those surveyed do not want the feds to enforce the anti-marijuana laws in those states.
Mm. Of course not.
34% do. Now, among those who think marijuana should be legal, obviously 87% said the federal government needs to back off, man. And even 43% of those who oppose marijuana legalization says the federal government doesn't need to be in that. So
I freely admit to being a capitalist pig.
Yeah.
I really want to see if people vote with their feet.
Yeah.
If it becomes a tourist destination for hopheads. I'm serious.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you know some people are going to do that.
Well, and does it become... This is something, I mean, we still see it with gambling. When I was young, because it was county by county, you know, you used to have to go outside Brazos County to buy liquor. Used to be, if you're driving out toward Caldwell, driving out toward Snook, as soon as you got over the Brazos River was Jones Bridge Package Store. That's what it was called. Jones Bridge Package Store.
Scott knows this off the top of his head.
I do. You bet. Believe me, there is no script here.
He heard about it from other people.
That's exactly right. It was 100 yards past the Brazos River on the right-hand side. And the thing is, that's what happened. Because, you know, Grimes County said, Burleson County said, hey, let's get us some money because it's not legal in Brazos County. And people obviously would drive out there. Well, you know, after the law changed, and Brazos County's got it now, but, you know, same thing goes with casino gambling.
Sure.
Get up there to in Oklahoma, you can tell because all of a sudden the road drops off and becomes crappy that you're in Oklahoma.
Yep. Oh.
But, you know, there are those Indian casinos right there, so you can go do that if you mm-hmm. want to. And, of course, you go to Louisiana, and that's going on. So, yeah, I could see that. Could you see as soon as you cross into the Colorado border, there's a little place over there that's, you know, like a dope shack or something.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, hey.
Bob's Marijuana Hut.
Exactly. I mean,
you know there's going to be there.
Exactly.
I just think in 30 years, I think the country's going to look and go, oh, my gosh, what were we thinking?
Oh, well, what, on how many levels?
Not about just this, yeah. but in yeah. so many
sure,
other
sure,
areas.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah, you could have that conversation. Well, excuse me, if you're allowed to say it in 30 years, you may not be able to say it.
Oh,
think about that.
Don't yeah. even
won't
go there.
It matter because yeah. we're closing in on 14 days away from the end of the
I
world.
Forgot.
You know, there's nothing like the smell and taste of real home cooking. You can have all that at Rooster's Country Dinner House in College Station. Step back into a simpler time when friends and family gathered around the dinner table for Grandma's wholesome homemade meals. At Rooster's, start with a simple salad and homemade buttermilk biscuits. Then choose from a variety of meats to suit everyone's taste. Fried chicken, roasted chicken, fried catfish, chicken fried steak, chicken tenders, and pot roast. And all the sides you can eat, serve family style, including green beans with bacon and onions, real mashed potatoes with gravy, and creamy buttery corn. All real affordable and all real good. Rooster's serves traditional made-from-scratch meals Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 and 5 to 9. Weekends, 11 to 9. Bring the family or your large group. There's room for everybody. Rooster's Country Dinner House on University Drive next door to the Hilton. Visit online at roostershouse.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Probably 90% of the pruning that we see done to plants in Texas either was done improperly or it wasn't needed in the first place. Some gardeners appear to be clueless. So let's approach it from the opposite side. Let's point out some of the worst pruning from recent years. Listen to what I have to say and see how many of them you recognize. I'll be back with details right after this message.
If you would like to give Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine and my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar as a holiday gift, you need to call our office immediately. You can save one-third on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Now, let me assume that you've never seen either of these publications. We've been doing our magazine for 27 years. It's been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. We have garden writers from all over Texas, every word written just for Texas. My 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar is my 30th annual and prettiest to date. More than 10,000 words tell you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray every plant in your landscape and garden. Save one-third on the calendar by buying it with a magazine, just $38.95. Satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. Call right away. 1-800-752-4769. So we're talking about the worst pruning decisions of recent history, and we're going to start with topping crepe myrtles. You're going to see this winter the year's onslaught of this terrible practice. It usually sets in just after the holidays. Professionals call it crepe murder, as they shrug in disbelief as to why any gardener would ever want to do that to such a great plant. Some will argue that it makes their plants flower better, but the truth is it delays flowering by 4 to 8 weeks, and it results in fewer total flowers in the process. It does not help the flower count. Research actually shows that any pruning at all done to the tops of crepe myrtles at any season is harmful. That even includes removing seed heads in the summer, a practice many of us used to assume was important. Remove extra trunks and damaged branches as you need to, but never leave stubs. Don't top crepe myrtles. How about peeling bark off trunks when large limbs are removed? If you've ever cut a 2x4 on a sawhorse, this is the same basic concept. Unless you're careful, the wood will break before you complete the cut, just from the weight of the wood. You can hold a 2x4 to prevent the splitting, but what do you do if you're cutting a large and awkward limb? Follow the 3-step approach to pruning. Begin by making an undercut about one-third of the way into the bottom of the branch, somewhere between 10 and 15 inches out from the trunk. Second, move a few inches farther out on the branch and cut completely through from the top down. The weight of the branch will pull the bark back, but only as far as that undercut. Your third and final step will be to remove the stub virtually flush with the trunk. How about leaving stubs when limbs are removed? Identify the branch collar when you cut a large branch. It'll be the swollen area of the branch where it attaches to the main trunk. It will be somewhat like the delta of a river, and you want to leave 1/4 inch of that collar when you remove the branch. That will minimize the size of the wound, and it will let the cut surface heal more quickly. How about unnatural forms in shrub plantings? It's difficult to have a natural-looking landscape when your shrubs are cropped into long, boring rows of square plants. Instead, you need to choose plants whose forms and sizes will fit the surroundings you have for them, and then allow them to grow without constant shaping. You'll save time, and you'll save frustration, and you'll have more handsome gardens in the process. So, also, the final thing we ought to mention is don't use pruning as a means of controlling plant height or plant width. I guess that's obvious. Getting the most from your nursery experience at our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:51. Now, it's not often we start the sports with a story from Lubbock, but this certainly has some relevancy here in Aggieland. Texas Tech says offensive line coach Chris Thompson will serve as the interim coach of the Red Raiders for their bowl game. Thompson got the nod 2 days after Tommy Tuberville left to take the head coaching position at Cincinnati. Neil Brown, the team's offensive coordinator, also resigned to take the same job at Kentucky. All this leads to Aggie offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury, who is in the running for the vacancy. Kingsbury was a Red Raider from 99 to 2002, and Texas Tech athletic director Kirby Hokett said that the coaching experience would not be a requirement, which puts Kingsbury squarely into the top two contenders. The other contender is Clemson offensive coordinator Chad Morris. The Red Raiders play Minnesota in the Meineke Car Care Bowl. That's in Houston, and that happens on the 28th. Fans of Fighting Texas Aggie football will get a chance to honor the 2012 Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel and several of his award-winning teammates at the Celebrating the 12th Man ceremony. That's at 5 o'clock on Wednesday at the MSC. Wednesday, of course, is 12-12-12 on the calendar, and the perfect time for the 12th man to recognize the accomplishments of Manziel, who was the first freshman to win the Heisman and the first Aggie ever to win the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback Award. 2012 Outland Trophy winner Luke Jokel, first-team All-American DeMontre Moore, and second-team All-American Jake Matthews will be there as well. Immediately following the short program, fans will be able to take photos with the Heisman Trophy in the flag room. Only the trophy, though, the players, and no photos for the players and or autographs. They're saying if you're going to park in lot 61 and 62 sometime after 3 p.m. By the way, Johnny Football was on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday talking about the future of Aggie football, and it's not often we've heard this.
Going into the spring, big thing is got to make sure that I rally the troops and really get the motor going for what we want to achieve next year, and that's winning a national championship.
National championship next year is great, but first up, Cotton Bowl. That happens January the 4th. It's in Dallas, obviously, and it's January the 4th. Kickoff scheduled for 7 o'clock, and all the action is live right here on 1620 WTAW. Turning now to the NFL and Monday Night Football, Tom Brady threw 4 touchdown passes, and New England routed Houston 42-14. The Patriots, 10-3, who already own the AFC East title, moved one game behind the Texans, who are 11-2 for the conference top seed, and snapped Houston's 6-game winning streak. Here's head coach Gary Kubiak from the Texans following the game.
It's across the board. I mean, you know, you go through every quarter and wire this or that, but the bottom line, we got beat and got beat pretty darn good. So, you know, we got to get our chin up and turn around and play in 6 days, and we got a big, big game we're playing.
It is a big, big game for the Texans. It's the Colts, and they lead the Colts by 2 games in the AFC South. To the hardwood in the NBA, O.J. Mayo scored 19 points, and the Mavericks took control with a 31-3 run in the first half to win their 17th straight against Sacramento with a 119-96 victory. Gary Neal scored 29 points. Tony Parker had a triple-double, and the San Antonio Spurs routed the Rockets in overtime with a runaway at 134-126. And finally, former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue is expected to rule this afternoon on the latest round of player appeals in the league's bounty probe. That's according to a person close to the decision who says that any potential punishment will be delayed by a week. The NFL's decision to delay potential sanctions for 4 current or former New Orleans Saints means linebackers Jonathan Villam and defensive end Will Smith will play Sunday's game against New Orleans, or in New Orleans, hosting Tampa Bay. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
The best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013 have arrived. They're at Polaris Fun Center right now, just in time for the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. At Polaris Fun Center, you can get financing as low as 2.99% on any Polaris ATV or side-by-side, plus up to $1,000 in rebates on select models. Shop the powerful Rangers for both work and play, or the razor-sharp Razors for outdoor adventures at Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek's has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek's is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek's has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
You know, yesterday was probably a better day to notice it. Today it's kind of a still cold, but cold is still cold. And as a result, you know that if your windows are not doing their job, if it's cold in some rooms and it's not in others, you know that that's a window that's not doing its job where the room's cold, and that's where Intercon comes in. Give them a call and let Intercon show you exactly how they can save you money on your energy bill every month. Call them, let them come on out, and what they'll do is they'll give you an estimate of what it's going to take to make sure that your home is energy efficient with windows that really seal up tightly. Then they'll give you the estimate and they'll leave you alone. If you decide that you're going to use them, then Intercon will bring out a crew that's what they do. They do it every day. They install windows. They live here. So it's local company, local people doing the work, so that if you ever need to have anything else repaired or replaced, they're right there for you. If you need to do the job in stages, that's how it's going to fit your budget. They can work with you that way. So give them a call at Intercon and let them come out and help you out. It's Intercon, 823-3639.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie Class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy staff has answers for all things about swimming. swimming pools. Whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations, visit the Pool Store in the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches. Beautiful, noble, Fraser and German firs, white and Scotch pines, traditional or snowy flocked, with or without the stands, from the Farm Patch Christmas Tree Lot on University Drive. Simply come to the big tent behind TGI Fridays. Choose your fresh tree, fresh garland, wreaths, and poinsettias. If you like, the Farm Patch will deliver your tree for you as well, quick and easy. Look for the big tent on University Drive behind TGI Fridays, and happy holidays from the Farm Patch.
If you missed the biggest sale in Hogan's Trucks history, don't worry. We saved a few surprises for you. Hi, this is David, and Hogan's Trucks is now Kyrish Truck Center of Bryan. We are now the 10th Kyrish Truck dealership in Texas. The name has changed, but our people have not. We still offer you personal service and great deals on zero-turn riding mowers from Ferris, Hustler, and Cub Cadet. Drop by the store this month and see for yourself. New name, same people, same location. Kyrish Truck Center of Bryan, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Hey, let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business, for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY in Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. It'll be the biggest ever penalty paid by a bank to the United States government. Live in London, Fox News Radio's Simon Owen.
Chris, Britain's HSBC to pay $1.9 billion after being caught allowing Mexican drug cartels to launder money through the American financial system and permitting others to transfer cash on behalf of half of rogue states like Iran and North Korea. The bank says it's been forced to cut back bonuses and take other measures as a result, and the settlement means it avoids a lengthy legal battle. HSBC says it's profoundly sorry and has taken steps to tighten up its controls. Chris?
Turning a profit, the government sells its remaining shares of the insurance company AIG, bought as part of the bailout during the financial crisis of 2008. The Treasury Department says it's made $22.7 billion more than the $182 billion it put in. If there's any progress in talks to avoid a New Year's fiscal cliff of automatic tax hikes and spending cuts, it's happening behind closed doors. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live in Washington.
Yeah, we haven't heard a thing since President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner's Sunday meeting, and now there are worries about timing. A bill must sit for nearly 3 days in the House before action, then heads to the anything-goes United States Senate.
Under the rules of the Senate, any one senator can almost ground the place to the halt, and oftentimes they do.
That's Jim Manley, a former aide to Senator Harry Reid. Under the rules, the president and speaker need to cut a deal by later this week in order for both parties to pass a bill by late next week. Chris?
Rich Johnson in D.C. A pilot and two nurses have been killed in a medical helicopter crash in northern Illinois.
We were told there were three people on board. The helicopter was destroyed, and we've been told that all three were fatalities.
FAA spokesman Tony Molinaro, that crew was on its way to pick up a patient at another hospital. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Barron Balanced.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays, all for less than you thought possible. Find the gifts on everyone's list from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig, and serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join as a Plus member and save even more with the Sam's Club Cash Rewards Program. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
The crew at Pete's Auto Care wants to thank their customers and friends for making this a great year. Pete's Auto Care is grateful for your continued patronage and pledges to continue their high standard of service. Whether it's having your car winterized or getting an oil change, Pete's Auto Care treats you like you're the most important customer they have. Season's greetings from Pete and all the guys at Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan. Pete's Auto Care.
Hello again, I'm Coach Harv Limburger, and this is Know When to Pass, the program that puts the armchair in quarterback. Today we're discussing the importance of a quick release. Wazurski, take these keys and pass them to Chandler.
Ow!
Oh, that's going to leave a mark. And Wazurski throws like a girl.
I am a girl.
What about it, Chandler?
I think my eye's swelling shut.
Wazurski, where did you develop that release?
At my friend's house. They have these football watching parties where basically they eat chips and drink beer for 3 hours.
So you pass your keys to a sober receiver, is that it?
You got it, Coach.
Let's see that again.
Ow!
Pretty.
Game watching parties can make drunk drivers. Even if you drink moderately, 3 hours adds up to a lot of alcohol. If you're enjoying the game at a friend's house, know when to pass up that drink and pass off your keys.
Chandler, go long!
Ow!
You should try catching with your hands.
This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Horion Winery has a little something for everyone. Pick up one-of-a-kind gifts. Host your holiday parties with us and come to some of our special events. On December 12th, enjoy a 10-minute chair massage and a glass of wine. And on December 13th, sing along with Jack Houston. Horion Winery is the best-kept secret in town, located in the Post Oak Village on Harvey Road across from the tap. Find out more at horionwinery.com.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
WTW News Time is 7:05. It's 31 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The A&M System Board of Regents might be buying more land in College Station. This afternoon, by conference call, the Regents will consider the purchase of 12 acres of unimproved property. System spokesman Steve Moore says before the meeting, they aren't disclosing the location, the seller, the price, or the purpose. 2 hours have been set aside for the private conversation that also includes choosing a new president for the A&M campus in Texarkana. The numerical combination of 12-12-12 happens only once in a century. That's significant enough at A&M that Aggies are being asked to pause at 12 minutes after 12 noon tomorrow. Catherine Greenwade of the Association of Former Students says that's when the Aggie War Hymn will be played.
The event was initiated by the Texas A&M Marketing and Communications Group, and they reached out to the Association of Former Students, the 12th Man Foundation, and the Texas A&M Foundation. And I think it's turned into a great collaborative effort where we're really able to showcase our university, our former students, and so many of the things that make this institution special.
WTAW is among the stations pausing tomorrow to play the Aggie War Hymn. You can also download a copy from the WTAW.com website. A Bryan man has entered a guilty plea to shooting 2 men and threatening to injure a third during a robbery more than a year and a half ago. 23-year-old Albert Bolden Jr. was sentenced to 30 years in prison for his part in a holdup west of College Station in the Brushy community. The victims were 3 men from Texas City driving 2 customized cars. The 2 who were shot did not receive life-threatening injuries. The 3rd man was threatened with a gun and a fence post. 4 co-defendants are awaiting trial, and a plea agreement made with Bolden included testifying to what happened in April of 2011. A College Station man who admitted to injuring his 9-week-old baby is headed to prison. As part of a plea agreement with prosecutors, 23-year-old Rundell Miller Jr. was sentenced to 5 years. In May of 2011, College Station police were notified that the infant was in an Austin hospital with a broken femur. The arrest report indicated Miller tossed the child onto a bed where it bounced off the mattress and landed on the floor. Sub-freezing temperatures mean more fire hazards. Reminders from William Bowles of the Bryan Fire Department include using fireplaces safely.
We want to make sure that our fireplaces are clean and that they're ready to be used, and that we're only using well-seasoned wood in those fireplaces. Don't use extra green wood that tends to pop and tends to throw sparks out of the fireplace, use a guard in front of it.
Along with working smoke detectors, Bell says to install carbon monoxide detectors if your heat comes from natural gas and LP heaters. From north of College Station to east of Waco, those searching might find pieces of the meteor that lit up the sky early Friday morning.
And it's also rare to see one as far away as we did.
Bill Cook at NASA says the basketball-sized meteor entered the Earth's atmosphere south of Dallas and could be seen as far away as Louisiana and New Mexico. And tax and star testing scores dominated yesterday's testimony in the state school finance trial. Texas Education Agency Student Assessment Director Dr. Gloria Zukowski was called by the state to establish that despite poor first-year star scores, students have shown a pattern of improving with standardized tests. Lawyers for the schools were quick to respond.
They thought performance would be higher than it turned out to be. And of course, the first year that we actually administered the exam was the first year of the big budget cuts. And so we talked some about that relationship.
That's David Thompson. He represents the largest group of schools in the suit. After this week, the trial will take a holiday break to resume Monday, January 7th. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 31 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Let's see what we're looking for. Techies, nerds, geeks.
Dorks, dweebs, goobers, goofballs.
Misfits, bookworms.
Brains.
Screwballs.
Poindexters.
Good one. How about gurus?
Ooh, nice. But check this out. Turkeys, twerps, and twits.
At AggielandHelpWanted.com, we have dozens, maybe even hundreds of technical job openings for qualified local job seekers listed on our website.
Know-it-alls.
Long-hairs.
Lab rats.
I've been called an oddball.
And me a rocket scientist.
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Long name.
Amazing results.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure is located directly over the state this morning. It's going to result in lots of sunshine for the area today. It'll be a cool day with highs of only about 50 to 55. Clear skies are in the forecast for tonight. Lows will be near 30. Should be mostly sunny during the day tomorrow, highs 55 to 60. Tomorrow night clear, 30 to 35, sunny and 60 to 65 during the day on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The Red Raiders are trying to be a bunch of Steelers with one of our coaches. We'll share that with you coming up here in just a little bit. A big ceremony they're having for several of the Aggie football players at the MSC. We'll give you details on that as well, and we'll break down Monday Night Football for you some too as well at 7:50.
There you go. I guess more football-centric. Johnny Manziel on the Late Show with David Letterman last night to do the top 10. We'll have some of that for you.
Correct.
After the 7:30 news. And so there's talk that Cliff Kingsbury might leave, huh? Okay.
Rumor has it.
Yeah. Well, you know, if he wants to, and Texas Tech's fine. I had a son who graduated from Texas Tech. There are people out of Texas Tech who love being there, which is an important thing. You need to love being wherever you are. And if you love being in Lubbock, then...
More power to you.
That's exactly right. More power to you.
But right now, he's in the top two contenders. We'll, of course, share all this in a little bit. But he's in the top two, and, you know, it's just kind of... It depends on what he wants to do, if I had to guess.
Yeah, and again, that's probably any hot property, you know, you decide what the motivation is. And he's the only guy who knows what his motivation is right now. He's 33 years old.
Making $400K.
Yeah. Now.
Yeah.
Presume he'll make more. But I'm also figuring that, you know, Texas Tech could probably offer him $2.5 million a year to come
Ish.
Out there. Yeah, if you want to do that, you know. Remember, you do have a pretty good football team that's still here, and you could stay here another year or two and, you know, maybe go to a school people have heard of. Yeah. That was tacky, wasn't it? Golly. Anyway.
Well, and so, you got Manziel coming back with, they're not losing everybody on
offense. No. They've got some pretty good ones and some pretty good ones coming up. But that's, again, I think that speaks to what Coach Sumlin said the other day about players who will leave early to go to the NFL. Your staff gets rated sometimes if you're pretty good at what you do. People will look to offer you money to go someplace else.
It's hard to believe he's only been coaching since 08.
Yeah, that's true. He wanted to be an Aggie. Aggies didn't offer him. Just remember that. He wanted to be an Aggie. He just wasn't offered a scholarship here. He's from where? Down in New Braunfels.
I believe that is correct.
Part of the world. So, I don't know how it works. Everybody's still alive this morning? Some people died, but most...
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody in our circle still alive. And how did that happen? Because Facebook went down yesterday.
It did?
Yes, it did.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even know.
You did, too.
No, I didn't.
I heard you were running through the halls tearing your hair out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I pulled off all my clothes and yelled in Latin. Well, okay. Not. I had no idea it even went down.
Okay. Why would... never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, no, anyway, I talked about that before. I had a professor that did that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Kind of had a breakdown.
All right, that's
stripped
fine.
Naked in the classics
all
building.
Right. Okay, that's fine. Whatever. Anyway... We didn't ever figure you'd do that. Here's what I mean. And what are you supposed to do? What did people do with their time yesterday when Facebook went down? It was some sort of a technical issue that brought Facebook down for a lot of people. And by the way, apparently Gmail was out for a while on Monday morning.
Really?
Yep. How did the world continue to turn?
I don't know.
We found something else to do with our time? Is that right?
I was making some Christmas ornaments, and I was reminded of the classic expression. Well, it's not classic because I made it up, but it was that it's not a...
There would be a slight difference.
My thought was, it's not a true craft project until blood has been shed.
Oh, and so you shed blood?
I always shed blood with craft projects.
Hello,
how are you?
Oh, it's great, thank you.
Good, just checking in to let you know I'm alive.
All right, thank you, good. Survive Facebook going down. I used to make Christmas ornaments, too. You're saying that. That reminds me.
What kind did you make?
Well, I'd get red construction paper and green construction paper, and I'd cut strips, and I'd make those little circles.
Oh, those little chains.
Yeah, and interlock those, yeah.
Well, if you want to see what I made.
Grade,
I was going to say, when you were seven?
That's about third grade, I think I did that. Yeah.
They're very special. They are on the WTW tree. I might take a picture later, but I forgot my camera today.
Right. Well, we have several trees here. Which one?
The WTAW tree.
Oh, I didn't even know. Which one is that? Is that the ugly aluminum one, or is that the green one? No.
It's the one that's in... patriotic colors and little lovingly created newspaper paper mache balls.
Note to self, walk through the office today and look at the Christmas trees. Because I think we have at least three here and one in Mr. Downs'
office. We've
got
five. We've got one for every station plus extras.
There you go. And, of course, we once again have music in the Crystal Park Plaza. In case you come in during the holiday season, we do play Christmas music. But something had happened and our little music machine went down, but it's up and going again. So everything's okay. All right, so this could be another reason Americans are a... Oh, do you have the coach ready? Can you find the coach? The Oklahoma
State coach? Wait, Coach Fat?
Yeah.
Fat.
Very nice. That's Coach Gundy from Oklahoma State.
Fat!
That's the one. Okay, so this could be the reason that U.S. Americans are a bit...
Fat!
Thank you. One of those would be the amount of alcohol that we drink. 16% of our calorie intake comes from alcohol.
Yeah, but how many people are they sampling, and how many people drink all the alcohol for everybody else?
You're taking my share. And on any given day, nearly 33% of men and 20% of women are drinking alcohol.
It's because we're too busy stuffing chocolates.
I don't know. 33% sounds high to me. I don't know.
Seem a little steep.
I didn't have any idea, but that would be kind of something interesting to know how that stacks up against other first world countries. And I'm thinking France are knocking down a lot more alcohol.
Yeah, no, I would think British and German and French are all drinking more than Americans.
I don't think we've ever said the German people as a people are thin, have we?
No, sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's not what this discussion is about.
That's right. Great Britain, they just got bad teeth, but I don't know.
And us Americans?
Yeah, this we are. We're doing our part. We're doing our part. So, but anyway, 33% of men, 20% of women drink alcohol or downing alcohol. It doesn't say how often, but there you are. Shocking. Yes, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was just a dumb throwaway
okay,
comment.
Shocking. Emerging evidence may support accusations that BP lied about the extent of the oil spill.
What?
I can't imagine. They weren't telling the truth? Ah.
Welcome to the club.
Huffington Post says that a former BP engineer, his name is Kurt Mix, he is charged with destroying spill-related text messages. Well, part of his defense is going to be to release some emails that show that BP knew about the true extent of the leak almost immediately. His lawyers say that he warned his supervisor that the fatal rig explosion could leak 146,000 barrels per day, but just 2 days later, BP executives were estimating it was 1,000 barrels a day. Oh, they just put the comma in the wrong place.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what it was. Anyway, BP pled guilty last month to several spill-related felony charges, including misleading Congress about the spill size, but so far, one executive has been indicted, and he plans to plead innocent. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Salvation Army bell ringer to set new record. Can you imagine? Kevin, I guess you've done that before, right? Rung the bell before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we've done that too. And it's go out there. And there's a technique to it, just so you know.
Really?
There is a technique.
Is it kind of like stirring the garlic oil at Olive Garden? How you have to kind of fling the bottles a certain way?
The idea is that you cup your hand, okay, and you hang the bell down like between your second and third finger. And then you just ring it that way. You just shake your hand. Otherwise, you could cause like carpal tunnel ringing syndrome. So,
And
that's the way I did it. I don't know about you, Kevin.
That's exactly what I did.
That's what you just kind of like put your hands at your side and kind of make a little C there, you know, or an L, I guess. And then you just hang the bell right there and you shake it.
So like if you were doing the Vulcan symbol, the bell would go in between the two halves. Is that what I'm trying to picture
that's
what
exactly
you're
I know that's exactly what Scott was thinking.
Yeah, I was. No, it has nothing to do with Vulcans, actually. It just has to do with, you know, most people who have four fingers and a thumb and you just
is it between your middle finger and your ring finger or is it between your pointer and your middle finger?
No, it'd be you can put it between any fingers that you want.
Yeah, but which ones were you talking about?
The middle finger and your ring finger.
Okay. So it would be like the Vulcan symbol. Really?
Yeah. And so as a result, the Salvation Army officer, I don't know. I'm not sure. The Salvation, you didn't get enough sleep. Is that it?
I didn't.
You're pulling a double. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Because you're doing afternoons this week too,
wow.
Right? Okay. A Salvation Army officer in Pennsylvania says he will try for a national record for consecutive bell ringing. Ray Kunos said that he will start ringing his bell today at 8 o'clock in the morning outside the Walmart in Unity, Pennsylvania, and he'll keep clanging for as long as he can. 10 to 15 other bell ringers across the country are attempting to set a record. The current record is 60 hours.
Golly.
60 hours. The bell ringers attempting a record get a chance to have a 10-minute break every 4 hours.
You'd go crazy without any sleep.
Every 4 hours. Hello.
So tell me, the thumb was involved with the middle and the ring finger, was it not?
The thumb was involved with the middle and the ring finger? How do you mean?
In the ringing
the bell.
Oh, no. No. As a matter of fact, no.
Really?
You hang your, in other words, you put your hand straight at your side, then you turn your fingers up, okay? And got that? And then at a 90-degree angle, and you hang the bell down from those fingers, and you just shake your hand, okay?
I see. I'm there with Kat. I was kind of missing the picture.
Okay, all right, very good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Right. I appreciate it.
I never thought we would have to diagram
bell ring. Had no idea, but there you go. Well, we may have a picture up later today.
Did your yard look healthy last summer? If not, consider adding some compost. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC offers a compost program that uses premium soil-enhancing material. It's the organic way to improving the health of your yard. In addition to being more attractive, a healthy yard fends off diseases and retains and uses water more efficiently. For an organic boost, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Holiday season's great fun, get to do different types of things, but you know, real life does squeeze in there every once in a while. The folks at Acme Glass hope that you have a great and safe holiday season, but we also know that glass can be replaced during the holiday season like any other time. You may need to do that, and what's made Acme Glass the choice for people since 1946 has been the idea that they are there when you need them. Now, it used to be that it was unusual for your glass to have to be replaced out in the field, but, you know, of course, in the field could mean literally in the field. If you got a piece of equipment that you need the glass to replaced in, obviously Acme Glass would come out and do that, but, you know, it's expanded to the point that they do mobile glass installation all over the cities, all over Brazos County in the area, and it doesn't matter if it is some sort of a industrial vehicle or a vehicle that you use in your business. It can be your regular daily driver, your regular car. If you need to get glass replaced, they can come to you. If you need a mirror that's cut to size or a piece of glass cut to size, they can do that for you. They also have a straight-line beveling machine that's available for you to bevel a mirror, have that look, bevel a piece of glass, have that look. They can do that for you at Acme Glass. They're open a half day on Saturdays, which makes it convenient for you. And again, they're a home-owned company. Two locations, one in downtown Bryan on Main Street and one in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Since 1946, when you need glass, when you want glass, it's Acme Glass.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
Cartridge World?
They sell refilled ink and toner cartridges, saving us up to 40% on refills. Cartridge World has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they sell black, color ink and toner along with all the major brands.
Cartridge World is going to save us a lot of money.
Enough to give me a raise? Just kidding.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Bryan Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
Hey, good morning. It's 725, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. It was kind of chilly. We got it about 32, maybe a little bit cooler out in the county somewhat. But look for a high temperature today of 52. Winds not up like they were yesterday, so it should be more pleasant. North winds at about 5 miles an hour. Tonight, chillier, 27 or so for our low. Then on Wednesday, sunny skies up near 60. We'll be over 60 on Thursday. Friday, about 70 degrees for a high temperature. There'll be a 50-50 chance of showers on Friday night, and then Saturday, 40% chance of rain, but a high of 72 degrees. Anyhow, right now the winds are from the north at 66% relative humidity, and we've got 33 out there.
With New Year's resolutions, you're always giving up things that you like. At the BMW Happier New Year event, you can give something up without giving anything up. See, BMWs are designed with efficient dynamics, so they're more fuel efficient without losing performance. So maybe it's time to make a resolution to get a new BMW. From right now until January 2nd, receive a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select models. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Tennessee Senator Bob Corker is considered a fiscal conservative. On Sunday, he said that Senate Republicans could go along with tax increases if there was a deal to overhaul entitlement programs. So predictably, the press reported his remarks meant that House Republicans were losing ground on their position not to raise taxes. And just as predictable were the reactions that Democrats had to the possibility of overhauling entitlements. Senate Democrat number two hack, Dick Turbin, said he doesn't see how Congress could address entitlements, in particular Medicare overhaul, in just 3 weeks. I just don't think we can do it in a matter of days here before the end of the year. I mean, we need to address that in a thoughtful way through the committee structure after the first of the year. Raising taxes, punishing achievers, killing jobs, crippling the economy, that's easy. It doesn't need to be addressed in a thoughtful way or put inside a committee structure. Obama and his Democrats just want to snap their fingers, take a vote, do it. But when it comes to reforming entitlement spending, why, that's going to take years to work out. Dick Turbin laid out the exact reason Republicans will never win any of these crisis negotiations. The Republicans are always required to give up their principles right now to avoid disaster, while the Democrats are required to give up nothing and then promise utopia in the future. It's a losing formula from the word go, and we seem to follow it every time.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-536-5983. 1-888-536-5983. That's 1-888-536-5983. 1-888-536-5983.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-thru and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 31 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizzi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Another round of temperatures below freezing means more heaters are on. William Bowles of the Bryan Fire Department says in addition to smoke detectors, some homes should also have carbon monoxide detectors.
Anywhere that you're using a fossil fuel to heat with, i.e. if you use gas in your home, propane, natural gas, you need to have carbon monoxide detectors in your home.
Bell says if you're using fireplaces, make sure the wood is well seasoned and fireplaces are cleaned of creosote. The father of a 9-week-old baby whose leg was broken after it was tossed and bounced off a bed has pleaded guilty to a felony charge. 23-year-old Rundell Miller, Jr. of College Station, was sentenced to 5 years in prison in an agreement with prosecutors from an incident that took place in May of 2011. The infant was hospitalized in Austin for a broken femur. During an interview with police, Miller said he was frustrated at the time because the baby was crying and a second child was, in the father's words, yapping and messing with stuff.
30 years in prison is the sentence for a Bryan man who admitted to his part in shooting two Texas City men and threatening a third with a gun and a fence post. The April 2011 incident in the brushy community west of College Station led to two arrests. The plea agreement between prosecutors and 23-year-old Albert Bolton Jr. included his involvement and that of four co-defendants who are awaiting trial on aggravated robbery charges. Authorities say the group drove away in the victim's customized cars that were found partially stripped under the Brazos River Bridge on Highway 60. If you're listening to WTAW tomorrow afternoon at 12:12, you're going to hear something a little different. Bryan Broadcasting Stations are participating in A&M Celebration of the 12th Man on December 12th. Catherine Greenway of the Association of Former Students says the 12 Days of Texas A&M campaign began on the 1st.
A social media campaign that has been highlighting unique things about our university, unique things about our former students, and about the reach and the impact that the university has on our world. They have done a great job on the A&M website of putting all the resources you need to participate in this event.
The highlight will be the playing of the Aggie War Hymn tomorrow at 12:12. If you're not near a radio, go to the WTAW.com website to download a copy of the War Hymn. The details aren't being revealed, but the A&M system may be expanding its footprint in College Station. The Board of Regents is holding a conference this afternoon, and a two-hour block has been set aside in executive session for two items. One is the purchase of 12 acres of unimproved property. The price, location, and purpose of the land isn't being disclosed ahead of the meeting, according to system spokesman Steve Moore. A new president for the A&M campus in Texarkana will also be considered. And if there are any pieces of the meteor that lit up the sky early Friday morning, experts say they're on the ground somewhere from north of College Station to east of Waco.
It's rare to see this bright a fireball in the twilight.
NASA's Bill Cook says that the meteor was about the size of a basketball. Space buffs are expected to be out looking for any remnants since meteors can bring as much as $22,000 a pound. And ERCOT, the folks who run the state's power grid, say the outlook for next summer is a bit tighter than their previous forecast. In other words, they won't have as much electricity in reserve as they'd like. He says after that, things look great.
There's a significant amount of activity in generation development right now. We see several new plants that are under construction right now that are scheduled to come online in the late 2014 timeframe.
He says it's important to note we're at a slightly increased risk of running short on power during the extreme heat of the summer. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 31 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You love sports, but they can be hard on your body. Taking a hit on the field or running a marathon can leave you injured and sitting on the sidelines. St. Joseph Brazos Valley Sports Medicine can help you recover from your injury and return to the game. Our team of orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, and athletic trainers work together to maximize your athletic potential. And our Saturday morning injury clinics also help get you back in the game. Just call 731-2876 to let us know you're coming. st-joseph.org/BVSM.
It's an exciting time when you buy a new home, but it can also be a stressful time. You get overwhelmed very easily. There's a lot of properties out there for sale. That's why you need a realtor that is going to listen to exactly what you want. That's what Zweiker & Associates specializes in doing with buyers. First and foremost, they listen. They're going to sit down with you, whether you're a first-time home buyer or someone who's done this before. They know that you have specific needs, and they're proud of the fact that they take the time to listen and evaluate those needs. Now, you pair that with the time they take to preview and tour properties, and they can be market experts and place you, the buyer, in a perfect home to fit your needs. They're going to sit down with you, find out what you absolutely need, what you absolutely want, what you absolutely don't want, and they're not going to flood the senses with dozens of properties. They're talking 8 to 12 to narrow it down to, and then go look at those and find out which one is your next home. Zweiker & Associates, they listen to what you want. Go to ZARealEstate.com, ZARealEstate.com for Zweiker & Associates, ZARealEstate.com.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:37 at Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally with Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
There's going to be sunshine today. It looks like temperatures are going to have tendency to climb up to about 50 to 55 degrees this afternoon. Clear skies tonight, lows dropping down to about 30. It'll be mostly sunny during the day on Wednesday, and highs will be 55 to 60. Clear Wednesday night, lows 30 to 35. Sunny on Thursday with temperatures between 60 and 65. A little bit milder for Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. There's rumors flying around about coaching changes here in the Brazos Valley. We'll share that with you here in just a little bit. Also, Monday Night Football and a big celebration at the MSC. That will do that for you in about 12 minutes or so.
Happy birthday, Brenda Lee.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Actually, I've never liked this song. I really just...
How can you not like this song?
I've always liked it since I heard it on Home Alone as a child.
Ah, yeah.
That shows the difference.
That's it.
You will get a sentimental feeling.
But you always knew it was Brenda Lee, and she's about 4'4", isn't she?
About. Yeah. She's tiny.
Anyway, well, let's see. I don't know. Why don't we Google Brenda Lee? Is Brenda playing any place these days?
I don't know. I'll check.
Yeah, just see if, you know, the Brenda Lee Theater at...
Branson.
At Branson, yeah. Doing something like that, yeah. But anyhow, she's the one and only Brenda Lee. Happy birthday today to Brenda Lee. Her real name is Brenda Mae Tarpley, by the way, in case you didn't know that.
The official Brenda Lee website.
Oh, does she have one of those?
Yes, she does.
Okay, yeah.
The lady, the legend.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm pulling up her schedule.
Okay. In the meantime, hello.
I was wondering, this, you know, I know I hijacked the show, and I know it doesn't have anything to do with anything you're talking about, but I kind of had a Christmas wish.
A Christmas wish.
Okay.
From Mr. Downs.
Well, is there any way that you could maybe play Miss South Carolina?
Yeah.
Again, because every time I hear you say U.S. Americans, yeah. I say, I miss that girl.
Do you? Well, you know, and I forget what that girl's name is, and I'm sure she's probably famous now for a whole other reason. But anyway.
I wouldn't count on it.
Because you did whatever you had to do to make the Christmas music come back to Crystal Park Plaza.
It took 5 days of telling Andrew Hicks, come on, please.
Yeah, here
Recent
we go.
Polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so.
Uh-huh.
Because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Uh-huh. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Yeah. Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Yeah. The Palmetto State will
maybe she
they'll
would
bask
just,
in the glory forever.
Maybe she was just nervous.
Wow.
Maybe she was just nervous. I understand, but I think that most all of them are nervous, but nonetheless, good for her. Good.
Brenda Lee, by the way, is playing the main showroom.
Main showroom.
Yep, at the Kewedon Casino.
I'm sure.
In Michigan.
All right.
And then she will be performing at the Center for the Performing Arts in Carmel, Indiana.
Ah, well, there you go.
The 14th and 16th are the two dates for her in December.
Excellent. Well, last night on the Late Show with David Letterman, Johnny Manziel, we have some audio courtesy of Worldwide Pants.
Worldwide Pants?
That's the name of David Letterman's production company.
Hello.
Hey, you know that voice sounded strangely like Kat.
Oh! That is very mean thing to say.
All right.
You know what? I have a master's degree.
Heisman Trophy winner from the Texas A&M Aggies, freshman quarterback Johnny Manziel, ladies and gentlemen.
Look at that. Got a tuxedo on.
Yeah, he was all dressed up.
Where are you going later? You got to go somewhere later?
Yes, sir.
Where are you going to be later?
We'll be at the Marriott Marquis.
Marquis for a big dinner and stuff like that?
Yes, sir.
I thought maybe you'd dressed for us, but still,
dressed
you look great. How was the season? Pretty good, 10-2, huh?
It's a great year.
Well, how about that victory over Alabama, right? Am I right about that?
Great game.
Yep. Well, congratulations, Johnny. What are you going to do with your prize money? Did they give you prize money?
I wish.
Yeah. And you got a chance. You could win this three more times. Now, that's never been done, has it?
No, sir, it has not.
No.
You know, if I were you, here's what I'd do. I'd quit the team.
Okay.
I'd leave college and open up a Dairy Queen.
Okay.
That's what I'd do. But, you know, I'm not saying you and I are alike, but that's...
Yeah, so anyway. So here we go with our top 10. These are the perks. We're not going to do them all, but these are a few of them. The perks of winning the Heisman.
Oh.
These are extra little benefits of winning the Heisman Trophy. Here we go. Number 10. Take it away, Johnny.
Old nickname, Johnny Football. New nickname, Heisman Trophy winner, Johnny Football.
That's right. Yeah. I like this better. Number 9.
Get to use the Heisman Winners Only lane at the Highway Toll Plazas.
That's right.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Number 8 was maybe Mom will stop nagging me to go to dental school.
No, she probably won't.
Number 7, of course, there's a six-figure recording contract. That's like, what, X Factor or
yeah.
Whatever. Okay. Number 6, this Saturday, guess who's driving the team bus? Kind of like that. Number 5, I no longer have to go to practice. Uh-huh.
This one's my favorite.
Yeah, here's number 4.
I'll probably be the only Heisman winner at my high school reunion.
I think
probably true. Number three is you also receive a bronze mouth guard.
Number 2.
Get to appear on Letterman in the same city as my favorite show, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon.
Wait a minute.
Oh!
Yeah.
If I was a younger guy, I'd come over there and blow the whistle on you or something.
And the number one reason is my passport photo looks like this, and then he struck the Heisman pose. So
Wow. There
you go. Johnny Football last night on David Letterman.
Looking very dapper.
Yeah. And then, let's see, I think on Monday he was on Fox and Friends. Boy, that's unfortunate. He had to go through that, but he did. And in that interview, he did admit that he had a girlfriend. So there you go. And I think her...
we had a listener who emailed me. I don't know why they emailed it to me, but they said, sorry for keeping you out of the loop. And it was just, I was like, what is this? And opened a whole article about his girlfriend.
That's it. Sarah Savage is her name. She's a Fighting Texas Aggie as well from San Antonio.
She's a lovely young lady.
Yes, she is. She seems to be a model. Seems to be. I'm shocked. Yeah.
It's always the models.
That's exactly right. Anyway, she's not a feed sack model either. I mean, I think she, you know, wears clothes that, you know, are for people to buy. Hey, this is a little scary. I mean, Mercedes-Benz is working on technology that allows drivers to look at social media on the windshield.
What?
While driving.
Awesome.
What?
Awesome. We need that kind of stuff.
Once again, if the problem is the distraction of your phones, why would projecting it up there onto the windshield? And again, that's old technology. They've been doing the front-facing projection for quite a while.
Yeah, the heads-up display, like speedometers.
For stuff that's important,
as opposed to that. Wow.
Just saying. And again, it's Mercedes-Benz. But, you know, now, if it's on the glass for somebody else to see, that way your driver's not doing that as they're driving your Mercedes-Benz, as long as you're a passenger. But I can't imagine. And again, it may be passenger, but... they're working on the technology right now.
Although, if you live in a town like Houston, you know, and you are sitting in traffic without moving for 15 minutes.
Okay, that's fine. And as And if it will disable at, say, 10 miles an hour,
yeah.
then that might be okay. I can see there might be some use for it. I mean, I understand that. That way people aren't looking down. So we don't know what all the caveats might be on that, but there you go. Hello?
Yeah, Apple's working on one that's called iCrash.
Fall and the holidays have arrived in the Brazos Valley. Chances are you and the family will be traveling by car to visit the relatives. The last thing you need to worry about is the reliability of your car. The pros at V&B Automotive have a great special going on right now to make sure you have a trouble-free holiday season. Bring your vehicle into V&B Automotive located on Coulter just off Texas and receive $20 off a radiator flush and a complete winterizing checkup. Because the last thing you need to worry about is your car. B&B Automotive, making holidays worry-free for 26 years.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Being a teen can be tough, and it's even tougher when you have to deal with acne, but you don't have to accept it. Just visit Childs Dermatology. They can properly diagnose and then effectively treat acne with equipment like Omnilux Light Therapy. The light is safe and harmless to your skin, and it's completely pain-free. So in a 20-minute treatment, Childs Dermatology can help you say so long to pimples, zits, and all those other annoying issues. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
It's been a problem for ages. Life gets busy, and the first thing we push from our schedule is our family. But it doesn't take as much time as we think to connect with our children. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. You know how it is. You come home from an exhausting day and think to yourself, I'll spend time with the kids tomorrow. But tomorrow becomes a week, and a week turns into a month. The next thing you know, it's hard to remember the last time you did anything with your kids. Folk singer Harry Chapin captured this idea in his classic song, Cats in the Cradle. And one of the most poignant lines goes like this. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. I said, I got a lot to do, not today. Chapin's song was an immediate hit. Maybe that's because the lyrics cut straight to the heart of every parent. We've all made promises to our children that have fallen through. That's life. We've all wished we could do better. The good news is we can, and it doesn't take as much time as you think. How do I know? Well, because I'm as guilty as the next parent, but here are some suggestions that I've learned over the years. Take a few minutes and throw that ball. Leave work early and surprise your kids with a trip to the park. Play a board game tonight. Engage them in conversation about their friends. Little moments like that are not insignificant. They add up to deep connection for a child because you're saying you care. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
A murdered congressman. A massive cover-up. Will discovering the truth put the entire country at risk? Unravel the mystery set at the crossroads of politics and medicine in Political Suicide. Political Suicide. New from Michael Palmer, author of The First Patient. This gripping thriller gets your heart racing as returning hero Dr. Lou Welcome uncovers a deadly conspiracy. Read Political Suicide by New York Times bestselling author Michael Palmer today.
Hey, folks, it's Suddenlink. They've got solutions for your business just like they do for your home. You've got goals for your business. You want to grow it. Suddenlink Business can help you do that. Let's start with business phone service, unlimited, starting as low as $29.95. That includes unlimited, local, and U.S. long-distance calling. Plus, you'll get features like three-way calling, call waiting, and caller ID. Plus, there's more. There's suddenlinkbusiness.com, which is an updated website that includes online chat support for you. And in addition to that, you can bundle it with high-speed internet and save that way as well. First of all, you get to save 30% versus the phone. You get email delivery of your voicemail. You get the crystal clear connectivity, the support we talked about. And then you get the high-speed internet that's cost-effective for you. And remember, with the phone service, you can keep the number that you have, keep the equipment that you have, and it's expandable too. You don't have to worry about having some sort of limit on the number of lines. So as you grow your business, remember two key things there, Suddenlink's high-speed internet and also the phone service. Call Chad Cowan or one of his staff at 595-2413. That's the special number for the business customers, 595-2413 for Suddenlink's business solutions.
Good morning, I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. It's not often that we start sports with a story from Lubbock, but this time it certainly has relevance here in Aggieland. Texas Tech says offensive line coach Chris Thompson will serve as the interim coach of the Red Raiders for their bowl game. Thompson got the nod 2 days after Tommy Tuberville left to take the head coaching position in Cincinnati. Neil Brown, the team's offensive coordinator, also resigned to take the same job at Kentucky. All this leads to the Aggies offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury. He's in the running for the vacancy. Kingsbury was a Red Raider from 99 to 2002, and Texas Tech athletic director Kirby Holkett said that the head coaching experience would not be a requirement for the job, which puts Kingsbury squarely in the top two contenders. The other contender is Clemson's offensive coordinator, Chad Morris. The Red Raiders play Minnesota in the Meineke Car Care Bowl. That's in Houston, and that's on the 28th, and of course, we'll keep an eye on that situation for you. Fans of Texas A&M football will get a chance to honor the 2012 Heisman Trophy winner, Johnny Manziel, and several of his award-winning teammates at the Celebrating the 12th Man ceremony at 5 o'clock on Wednesday. Wednesday now is 12-12-12, which makes it the perfect opportunity to celebrate at the MSC. Manziel, who was the first freshman to win the Heisman and the first Aggie to win the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback Award, will be joined by 2012 Outland Trophy winner Luke Jokel, first-team All-American DeMontre Moore, and second-team All-American Jake Matthews. Immediately following the short program, you'll be able to get your picture taken with the Heisman Trophy for 1 hour in the MSC flag room. Now, only the trophy will be there. Players will not be taking pictures and or signing autographs. Now, we talked about Johnny Manziel being on with Letterman last night. He's been making the media rounds, and he stopped in and spoke with Dan Patrick about what's maybe to be seen from the Aggies next year.
Going into the spring, big thing is got to make sure that I rally the troops and really get the motor going for what we want to achieve next year, and that's winning a national championship.
Before we get to next year, we've got to get to the Cotton Bowl, which is January the 4th. Of course, at Jerry World, we'll take on Oklahoma. The kickoff scheduled for 7 o'clock on the 4th, and all the action is live right here on 1620. Moving now to Monday Night Football, Tom Brady threw four touchdown passes in New England rout at Houston, 42-14. Patriots 10-3 already own the AFC East title, move one game behind the Texans at 11-2 for the conference top seed, and they snap Houston's six-game winning streak. Here's head coach Gary Kubiak following the game.
It's across the board. I mean, you know, you go through every quarter and wire this or that, but the bottom line, we got beat and got beat pretty darn good. So, you know, we got to get our chin up and turn around and play in 6 days, and we got a big, big game we're playing.
And that big, big game is against the Colts. Now, the Texans lead the Colts by two games in the AFC South. On to the NBA and the hardwood. O.J. Mayo put up 19, and the Mavericks took control with a 31-3 run in the first half to win over Sacramento 119-96. Gary Neal scored 29 points. Tony Parker had a triple-double to lead San Antonio past the Rockets 134-26. Parker had 27 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists to complement Neal's 7 of 10 performance from three-point range. By the way, Jeremy Lin had his best game since joining the Rockets, scoring a career-high 38 points. And finally this morning, former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue is expected to rule this afternoon on the latest round of player appeals in the league's bounty probe. This according to persons close to the decision. They say any potential punishment will be delayed by at least a week. The NFL's decision to delay potential sanctions for four current or former New Orleans Saints means linebacker Jonathan Vilma and defensive end Will Smith, they'll play on Sunday when New Orleans hosts Tampa Bay. That's your sports brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigator contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Now is the best time to get your no-obligation bid on a state-of-the-art irrigation system and have it installed between Thanksgiving and spring break and receive a 10% discount. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Don't wait till it's too late. Install now and save 10%. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. Like them on Facebook or log on to the website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
Cooking, cleaning, shopping, gift wrapping. The holiday season is coming and there is so much to do. Call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid and you'll have a clean home and more time for you. Molly Maid is the clean you can trust. Call now and check off one more job on that to-do list.
Molly Maid is at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
You know, I don't know if you actually want to put a grill guard under the Christmas tree. Yeah, you might want to. I mean, it'd be something different,
sure,
wouldn't it? Texas Truck Riggins could do that for you. I mean,
just need
they
a
could,
big bow.
Sure, they could deliver it if you wanted to do that. You can stop by 2711 South College Avenue, and, you know, Ray will come up with something like that if you want to, or you could get, like, a little mini model truck or something that's got it. Nonetheless, the whole idea is if you've got somebody in your house where their truck or their SUV is something special to them, and they want to have a special look, then that's what Texas Truck Riggins is all about. Spray-in bed liners, great way for you to protect the bed of the truck and therefore protect your investment. They have side steps and makes it easy for you to get in and out of those big old tall trucks or SUVs. And also, they have, for the front, they have the ranch hand grill guards, they have the headache racks, they have the toolboxes, all of those things that can help the appearance on the outside of your vehicle, and they can also dress up the interior as well. Now, remember that powder coating, which is kind of a neat deal. It's like paint, except it's a whole bunch tougher, and so if you want that grill guard to match the body color of the truck or the SUV, they can do that as well. And you know, they added that boutique right there in the store, which is kind of neat and different. That's all right there for you. Stop in and see them, and you'll understand why they have been voted best in the Brazos for years and years and years. Right across from the lake on South College, it's 2711 South College Avenue. That's Texas Truck Riggins.
Dreading holiday weight gain? Don't. Enjoy the food and festivities. Have a great time, because come January, you have a proven effective way to drop weight. Hypnosis. This is Robin Roberts, certified consulting hypnotist. And as Dave Ferguson, who stopped smoking with hypnosis, said, it's no parlor trick. Hypnosis is the proven way to dump the holiday weight you know is coming. Space is limited, so make your reservation now. Call 739-7143 or visit robinrobertsch.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hello.
Hey, thought I might warn folks, Highway 6 going north between University and Briarcrest is a parking lot, and I suspect it's going to be worse further up.
Okay, very good. We'll check on that for you, Kat, if you'll look into that and see what that is, if you can stay off the northbound side. Okay, now there's a certain, this is kind of a sports story, okay. And Kevin, you did a fine job of covering the sports, but you missed this one.
Oh, boy.
And I can see where you might. There's a certain cheese that is exclusively produced on a reserve in Serbia from donkey milk. Supposed to be really rare.
Okay.
And apparently it's the most expensive cheese in the world. It's about $600 a pound.
Holy cow.
And now there, no, it's a donkey. And now there's a, the word is the entire annual production of this donkey milk cheese has been bought for a guy who owns a chain of restaurants. That's right. It's Novak Djokovic. He's the guy who won Wimbledon. He's from Serbia.
He buys that next year's bunch of it.
WTAW, College Station,
Fox
Brian.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Supporters call it right to work. Opponents call it the right to make less money and get fired more easily. More protests expected today over what's expected to become law soon in Michigan. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper's live in the state capitol, Lansing.
Tight security around the Capitol building here in Lansing as protesters gather unhappy with the advancement of right-to-work bills in the State House and Senate. This is a big union state with a lot of auto workers. Some who oppose the bill have been taking part in demonstration workshops in case there are run-ins with police.
I'm willing to do whatever it takes. You know, if I have to go to jail, this is so important.
Some 10,000 protesters are expected today. Right-to-work means workers don't have to pay union dues as a condition of employment. 23 states have right-to-work laws.
Delta Airlines buying 49% of Virgin Atlantic. They're looking to grab more of the New York to London market. The price, $360 million. Wrapping up the biggest bailout from the financial mess of 2008, the federal government selling its shares of AIG. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is in D.C.
The Treasury is selling off its remaining stake in the financial insurance company AIG, and not for a loss, but for a rather hefty profit, $5 billion. And it's almost $23 billion if you add in the profits the Federal Reserve earned. It was the biggest bailout in American history and accounted for the lion's share of the troubled asset relief program created during the financial meltdown of 2008. At the time, it was feared the TARP would leave taxpayers on the hook for billions. But so far, more than 90% of it's been recovered. Chris?
A former Florida police officer is scheduled to die by lethal injection in 9 hours. Manuel Pardo was convicted of killing 9 people in 1986. Most of them were involved in drugs, with Pardo saying he was doing the world a favor. His attorneys argue he's mentally ill. They're trying to have the execution blocked. Pardo's nicknamed the Death Row Romeo because of his female pen pals, many of whom sent money. You're listening to Fox News Radio, Fair and Balanced.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays, all for less than you thought possible. Find the gifts on everyone's list from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig, and serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join as a Plus member and save even more with the Sam's Club Cash Rewards Program. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
As you can imagine, it's a busy week at David Gardner's. And by the way, they're open on Mondays now until Christmas. Usually they're closed on Mondays, but not during the holiday season. Well, if you remember that Katie Decker had her trunk show last week, well, there's another trunk show tomorrow, and there's another one on Thursday at David Gardner's. On Wednesday, it's the Roberto Coin trunk show. You'll get to see some of the collection that Roberto Coin normally would not have in David Gardner's store. In other words, an expanded inventory for you to look at. And on Thursday, it's the Gravuncian truck show. Same deal. They'll have some jewelry lines that would not normally be in the store, so an added inventory there, too. So those two trunk shows coming up this week, and it's just a continuation of what David Gardner does during the holidays. Lots of different things for you. Maybe you're looking to begin the idea of building some sort of a gift list for the special lady in your life as far as jewelry is concerned, and let David Gardner's help you with that. They'll show you certainly what the basics are. There is no doubt that a lot of ladies would like to have just diamond stud earrings. Now, makes sense that you can only afford a certain size, and maybe as years go on and you want to put a bigger diamond into those studs. Well, David Gardner's kind of got a trade-up policy where they take the diamond that's in there, you replace it with a larger diamond, and you get a great deal because you're upgrading the studs that they've already created for you, and hey, that kind of upgrades things in your world as well, too. So David Gardner can help you with that. Diamond loops, that's something that's very popular. Pearls are very popular. And, of course, Rolex watches, you know that they're an authorized Rolex dealer. So many different ways that David Gardner's can help you out. So why don't you stop in and see him at 911 University Drive. That's David Gardner's.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan.
We're Josh and Sienna Neubauer, inviting you to experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies, or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons. Stop in early for breakfast scones and muffins starting at 7:30 a.m.
This holiday season, remember the Chocolate Gallery for gourmet chocolate assortments for clients, friends, and family.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 Main Street in downtown Bryan. Learn more at bcschocolategallery.com.
We Texans don't like getting caught in the middle of the stampede during the Christmas season, so just mosey over to the Texas Trading Post at txtraders.com. You'll find more affordable Texas gifts than you can shake a stick at. Ornaments, corporate gifts, apparel, beautiful metal art, Aggie gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products. txtraders.com, the best local online shopping in the Brazos Valley. Texas gifts at affordable prices. txtraders.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 34 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. First of all, take care if you're driving in this area on Highway 6 between Briarcrest and University northbound. We've heard that it's just very bad traffic, so be cautious. The A&M System Board of Regents might be buying more land in College Station. This afternoon, by conference call, the Regents will consider the purchase of 12 acres of unimproved property. System spokesman Steve Moore says before the meeting, they aren't disclosing the location, the seller, the price, or the purpose. 2 hours have been set aside for the private conversation that also includes choosing a new president for the A&M campus in Texarkana. The numerical combination of 12-12-12 happens only once a century. It's significant enough that A&M Aggies are being asked to pause at 12 minutes after 12 noon tomorrow. Catherine Greenwade of the Association of Former Students says that's when the Aggie War Hymn will be played.
The event was initiated by the Texas A&M Marketing and Communications Group, and they reached out to the Association of Former Students, the 12th Man Foundation, and the Texas A&M Foundation. And I think it's turned into a great collaborative effort where we're really able to showcase our university, our former students, and so many of the things that make this institution special.
WTAW is among the radio stations pausing tomorrow to play the Aggie War Hymn. You can also download a copy from the WTAW.com website. A Bryan man has entered a guilty plea to shooting two men and threatening to injure a third during a robbery more than a year and a half ago. 23-year-old Albert Bolden Jr. was sentenced to 30 years in prison for his part in a holdup west of College Station in the Brushy community. The victims were three men from Texas City driving two customized cars. The two who were shot did not receive life-threatening injuries. The third man was threatened with a gun and a fence post. Four co-defendants are awaiting trial. A plea agreement made with Bolden included testifying to what happened in April of 2011. A College Station man who admitted to injuring his nine-week-old baby is headed to prison. As part of a plea agreement with prosecutors, 23-year-old Rundle Miller Jr. was sentenced to 5 years. In May of 2011, College Station police were notified that the infant was in an Austin hospital with a broken femur. The arrest report indicated Miller tossed the child onto a bed where it bounced off the mattress and landed on the floor. Sub-freezing temperatures mean more fire hazards. Reminders from William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Department include using fireplaces safely.
We want to make sure that our fireplaces are clean and that they're ready to be used and that we're only using well-seasoned wood in those fireplaces. Don't use extra green wood that tends to pop and tends to throw sparks out of the fireplace. Use a guard in front of it.
Along with working smoke detectors, Bouse says to install carbon monoxide detectors if your heat comes from natural gas or LP heaters. From north of College Station to east of Waco, those searching might find pieces of the meteor that lit up the sky early Friday morning.
And it's also rare to see one as far away as we did.
Bill Cook at NASA says the basketball-sized meteor entered the Earth's atmosphere south of Dallas and could be seen as far away as Louisiana and New Mexico. Tax and STAR testing scores dominated yesterday's testimony in the state school finance trial. Texas Education Agency Student Assessment Director Dr. Gloria Zukowski was called by the state to establish that despite poor first-year STAR scores, students have shown a pattern of improving with standardized tests. Lawyers for the schools were quick to respond.
They thought performance would be higher than it turned out to be. And of course, the first year that we actually administered the exam was the first year of the big budget cuts. And so we talked some about that relationship.
That's David Thompson, who represents the largest group of schools in the suit. After this week, the trial will take a holiday break. It will resume Monday, January 7th. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 34 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Nationwide and locally, we've seen an increase in bed bug cases. If anyone in your home travels often, lives in a dorm, or you frequently have out-of-town guests, you could be susceptible. Bed bugs are extremely hard to eliminate and absolutely require a pest management professional. If you suspect you have bed bug issues, call ABC for a free evaluation. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hi, this is Joanna with Texas Rose Boutique. Have I got a Christmas bonus for you? Shop Texas Rose and get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Find the latest in trendy fashions, jewelry, and accessories. Top of the line and hard to find Tasha Polizzi apparel and Lane boots are now at Texas Rose. Grab a Texas Rose gift card or two, perfect for stocking stuffers and great friends. And remember, get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Texas Rose Boutique, the store within a store, next to Catalina Hatters in downtown Bryan. Happy holidays!
Christmas for Cowboys with Travis and Scott Catalina.
At Catalina Hatters, we've been making and renovating the finest quality custom-made felt hats for our customers around the corner and around the world.
We have all styles and qualities, handmade and creased professionally in our factory in downtown Bryan.
For stocking stuffers, Catalina Hatters offers a great selection of hat bands and hat accessories, even gift certificates.
Catalina Hatters, where the working cowboys trade. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years in historic downtown Bryan.
Merry Christmas from Catalina Hatters.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929-7752-WAY.
There's going to be sunshine today. It looks like temperatures are going to have tendency to climb up to about 50 to 55 degrees this afternoon. Clear skies tonight. Lows dropping down to about 30. It'll be mostly sunny during the day on Wednesday, and highs will be 55 to 60. Clear Wednesday night, lows 30 to 35. Sunny on Thursday with temperatures between 60 and 65. A little bit milder for Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, I have two veterans in here today. Leah's here from the Animal Shelter, from the Humane Society, and Royce is here from the chamber, and, you know, they've been in here almost as much as I have. And somebody, I guess because they had nothing else to do, decided to switch the microphones, and so they weren't in front of the right people. And I wouldn't have known that. And you two, pros that you are.
We took care of it.
You did. Just switched that around and, you know, put on their headphones, and everything worked out well.
Well, I'm impressed with Leah because she's the one that just immediately took charge.
That's it. Well, you know, look, she has to deal with animals all the time.
And, don't take charge of four-legged dogs. They run you over.
You and I are kind of mild for
that's,
her.
That's exactly right. Well, yeah.
No barking.
You know, yeah. But, you know, she could have a stun collar in case she needed it just to...
my goodness.
But because...
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, that'd be really fun. But anyway, since they're here this morning, I thought we'd play this. Can we hear this? There it is. Okay. It's the Entertainment Tonight theme, you know. Because we have today our list of the most annoying celebrities under the age of 32.
All of them?
I like that.
Okay.
With her answer.
All right. So anyway, we'll see. We'll see. Here they are. Number one is Snooki.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Let's play. Yep. No.
Polizzi. Is that right? Snooki Polizzi. Is that her name?
Okay. Pelosi.
I don't know. I'll take your word for it. Number two is Justin Bieber.
Yep. I like Justin Bieber.
Oh, okay. Come on.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, okay. But do you hear? This is about them being annoying and getting too much of them. It doesn't mean that they're not talented. Excuse me, I'm not trying to say that Snooki.
He's just talented.
But
Justin seems like a sweet kid.
Okay. And number three is Lindsay Lohan. That'd be a train wreck waiting to happen.
Yep.
Kristen Stewart. Now she's in that vampire movie, right?
Yeah, and she went out dirty legging on her.
Oh, that's
boyfriend.
Right. Yeah. Paris Hilton, who doesn't do anything.
Nope.
Nicki
has money.
Nicki has money. Nicki Minaj.
Yep.
Kelly Osbourne and Jaden Smith. Is that the little kid?
The little Will Smith kid.
Really?
Yeah, that's flip your hair back and forth.
Is that a he or
that's
she?
That's just a cute little girl.
Okay. So is she already annoying at that age? And then, of course, there's Khloe Kardashian, who we talk about here all the time. You know, the day seldom goes by we don't talk about the Kardashians. Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus, and Chris Brown. So there you are. Got that right there.
I didn't realize Chris Brown was under 30.
32. Under 32.
Oh.
And I don't know. All right, so here we go. Now it's time for Jethro Trivia. See, we're keeping you all working today.
I know.
Okay? Entertained and working.
Yeah, all right, so like does overtime pay involved?
No. Oh. Yeah, you get paid more than you normally do here. Okay. Today's topic is must-see TV, Jethro Trivia. A New Zealand TV show aired some highly anticipated footage yesterday. What was it? A, sharks fighting whales. B, people eating hamburgers. C, dogs driving cars. D, people driving dogs. Once again, New Zealand TV show yesterday aired some much-anticipated footage. It was A, sharks fighting whales, B, people eating hamburgers, C, dogs driving cars, or D, people driving dogs. Okay, Kevin, you're first.
Sharks eating whales.
Oh, yeah, that sounds fun. All right, Kat?
I'm going to go with C, just because I'd like to see dogs driving like little shrine cars.
Golf carts, too. Leah?
I'm going to go with the shark whale.
Okay, one. That eating thing, okay. And Royce?
Golly.
I know. So many choices.
All those things sound better than what's on American TV.
I don't know. I don't want Kat to be by herself.
Okay, so you're going to go with the...
dogs driving cars.
Thank you, Royce.
That's it. That's the winner. It's car. It's dogs driving cars. Part of a program to promote the intelligence of rescue animals. Officials with the SPCA have trained 3 dogs to drive. The dogs have been taught to steer, brake, shift, and accelerate on command and demonstrate their skills yesterday on live television.
I still don't think that's safe.
I don't think it's safe, not at all. I don't think it's wise. I don't think it's safe.
And she's an expert.
Yeah, that's right. The question had nothing to do with safety. Well,
no,
and I'm
safety,
what,
no.
See, I don't know that those weren't driver ed cars, though, right?
Were
I mean,
they like had power wheels?
Had a handler
extra,
there.
An extra. Brake
and accelerator, whatever, make the dog look good. And I don't know, I'm sure it's out there on YouTube. You can find driving dogs today, so we'll see. All right, so anyway, with that in mind, what's going on at the Humane Society?
Well, today kicks off our 12 Strays of Christmas, so we have a handful of dogs and a handful of cats available. Well, 12, actually, cats.
Okay.
12
that would be
dogs.
More than a handful for me, but
yeah.
Anyhow, yeah.
Available for $12. And as they get adopted, we will add to that list, except for tomorrow, where every adoption is $12.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So okay. Great opportunity. We do
12, 12, 12.
12, 12, 12. Yeah, we're doing the Aggie Land thing.
That's
at
it.
Aggie Land Humane Society.
Cool. Yeah.
And we are doing all adoptions $12. We do recommend that you come in and get your application pre-approved today. That'll make your process that much faster tomorrow. We have, since this is the first time we've ever done this and we kind of sprung it on everybody last minute, we have no idea what the crowd's going to be like. So... be prepared.
Okay.
And get your animal or get your application approved today. And then some of them will be able to go home. Some of them will not be depending on their spay neuter status. Mm-hmm. But as usual, they will be spayed or neutered before they go home with you.
Okay.
So, again, today starts the 12, strays of Christmas and that will run till Christmas Eve because we are open Christmas Eve until 3.
Okay. On that
so,
Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then we'll be closed just Christmas Day. So again, great opportunities here to find some pets. We still have quite a selection of kittens, which surprisingly we usually don't this time of year. We still have quite a few kittens. So if you're looking for something in the 8 to 10 week range, we do have a selection and some of the most adorable kittens we've had. We've got seal points right now. Yeah. My foster kittens come back on Thursday. They're adorable as well. And so if you're looking for something, come by. Dogs, we have a wide variety of everything in the dog department right now, from smaller adult dogs to larger adult dogs. Something for everybody. So at $12, there's no reason you can't get an opportunity to find a pet. And again, everything's included with a normal adoption, microchip, spayed, neutered, 30 days pet health insurance, veterinary coupons, local retail coupons, et cetera, et cetera. Find more information on our website at aggielandhumane.org or check out our Facebook page, Aggie Land Humane Society.
There you go. All right. Thanks a bunch.
Yep.
I had a seal point once.
I love seal point kitties, but I've never had one.
I got you. All right, and Royce is here this morning from the chamber. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm
wonderful.
Fine. You're doing all right?
I'm fine. Yep. We got everything kind of gets squoze into the last end of the year here from things like that. Yeah. So what do you have for us?
Well,
today?
Then it gets complicated by somebody going out and winning a Heisman. And
yeah.
Wow.
You know, congratulations, but what a positive impact on the community.
Sure.
And, I mean, everybody's been in a good mood right now.
Oh,
mm-hmm. You throw that in with the Christmas spirit, and it's a fun place to be.
Yeah, yep, it's really is. Funner than we ever thought at this point a year ago.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah,
I guarantee you that. Anyway, well, we're getting ready for our Economic Outlook Conference that's coming up. And, you know, before I do that, I've got to tell Leah thanks for the great job they did with the deluxe ribbon cutting the other night. And large crowd, and everybody had a great time. And I think people were surprised at the facility out there.
Yeah. It's not kind of your normal shelter.
No, it really went very well. But we're getting ready for our Economic Outlook Conference. That's coming up on Wednesday, January the 23rd. Sponsors Wells Fargo Bank. That's our title sponsor. You can get
tickets for $90 for non-members. Members are $70. And tables of eight are $650 for those that are members. I'm really excited about this. We're going to have, in addition to Dr. Jim Gaines, who has historically been our highest-rated speaker there, he's coming back again. He's a research economist at Texas A&M Real Estate Center. We've got one session that's going to have the City of Bryan, City of College Station, and Research Valley Partnership talking about development. And then we've got another one that's going to be made up of the Med, St. Joseph Hospital, Scott & White Physician Center, Texas A&M Health Science Center, and they're going to be talking about health care and money and you know what the future of our economy is, or our community is from a health care and a financial standpoint. You know, we've been touching on the BioQuarter and some of those other things. Our keynote speaker is Tom Kowalski, president of Texas Healthcare Bioscience Institute in Austin. Our business after hours that's coming up, a great one by Easterwood Airport last week, Thursday, January 17th, we'll be at Briarcrest Country Club. They do a great job, and I'm looking forward to that one. We invite you to look for the Eagle on Sunday the 16th, this coming Sunday. We have our annual report to the community in there. Ribbon cutting today for Direct Auto Insurance at 11:30 on Villa Maria and Bryan. This Friday at 11:30, Lariat Financial, Ron Gay's firm, that's on Greens Prairie Road. Next Tuesday, the Children's Museum at 11, and we've got a deluxe ribbon cutting coming up next week for the Law Office of Andrea James. That's the 19th of December at 4:30. Platinum Member Spotlight this week, St. Joseph Physician and Clinics. Needed more information, give us a call at 260-5200.
You've never said that before, I know. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Right,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or www.bcschamber.org for more information. All right. Always, it's good to be with you. I don't think I'll be back with you for before the holidays, so let me wish all of you a very Merry Christmas.
Oh,
thank you.
Merry right back Christmas.
Yeah,
thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Royce.
Yep, that's Royce Hickman from the Chamber. We visit with folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. It's all brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have. And with whom? Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
New trade numbers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The nation's trade gap widened in October. The Commerce Department says U.S. exports declined, imports from China hit a record high, and fuel prices rose. The deficit came in at $42.25 billion, nearly $2 billion more than in September. It's a done deal. Delta Airlines will buy a 49% stake in the British carrier Virgin Atlantic. The acquisition will give Delta greater access to Heathrow Airport in London. Virgin Group and Sir Richard Branson retained the controlling 51% stake in Virgin Atlantic. Big retailers saw a decline in business last week. The Council of Shopping Centers says chain store sales were down 0.7% from the previous week. The council's chief economist says it appears consumers are holding out for bigger discounts closer to Christmas. Best Buy is extending its in-store price matching program to its e-commerce site, BestBuy.com. Stock market futures pointing higher ahead of the Tuesday session on Wall Street. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
How would you like to try a sales generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marble Craft.
If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround, and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marble Craft provide you with the solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with the matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marble Craft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the equipment guy. No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
By now, most of you know that the Aggies are headed to Arlington and Cowboy Stadium for the Cotton Bowl on January 4th to play Oklahoma. In recent years, we've been able to broadcast a bowl show from the game site, talking about the matchup with a number of special guests. Well, we're going to do it again this year, but we're going to go to Wings and More on University Drive, which will give all of the fans here in Bryan College Station who came to the Kevin Sumlin Show over the course of this just-completed regular season to attend this show and ask the questions of multiple guests. Players, writers, Cotton Bowl reps, guests who covered Oklahoma this year will join us on the night of December the 20th. The bowl preview show will air for 2 hours from 6 until 8 that night. Dave Elmendorf, our former All-American and All-Pro, and now the analyst on the Aggie Radio Network, will join us as a co-host. Thursday night, December the 20th, Wings and More on University Drive from 6 until 8. 2 hours of Aggie football with a look back at the season and a look ahead at the Cotton Bowl coming January 4th in Arlington. The bowl preview show will be heard across the Aggie Radio Network. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
Sexual reproduction is thought to have evolved because it increases the genetic diversity of the offspring, giving them a survival advantage. But what if you could just eat your way to a more diverse genetic code? Microscopic animals called deloid rotifers do just that. Cambridge molecular biologist Chiara Boschetti says about 10% of their active genes come from other species that they ingest.
So basically we found that an astonishing amount of genes come from completely different organisms, like bacteria, plants, other microorganisms.
Boschetti says all deloid rotifers are female and reproduce without fertilization by a male. So all these foreign genes have kept them genetically diverse for millions of years. She adds that rotifers are also extremely resistant to damaging radiation, and they can reanimate themselves after completely drying out. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Nationwide and locally, we've seen an increase in bedbug cases. If anyone in your home travels often, lives in a dorm, or you frequently have out-of-town guests, you could be susceptible. Bedbugs are extremely hard to eliminate and absolutely require a pest management professional. If you suspect you have bedbug issues, call ABC for a free evaluation. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
WTOW News Time is 8:29. It's 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Another round of temperatures below freezing means more heaters are on. William Bowles of the Bryan Fire Department says in addition to smoke detectors, some homes should also have carbon monoxide detectors.
Anywhere that you're using a fossil fuel to heat with, i.e. if you use gas in your home, propane, natural gas, you need to have carbon monoxide detectors in your home.
Bowles says if you're using fireplaces, make sure the wood is well seasoned and fireplaces are cleaned of creosote. The father of a 9-week-old baby whose leg was broken after it was tossed and bounced off a bed has pleaded guilty to a felony charge. 23-year-old Rundle Miller Jr. of College Station was sentenced to 5 years in prison in an agreement with prosecutors from an incident that took place in May of 2011. The infant was hospitalized in Austin for a broken femur. During an interview with police, Miller said he was frustrated at the time because the baby was crying and a second child was, in the father's words, yapping and messing with stuff. 30 years in prison is the sentence for a Bryan man who admitted to his part in shooting two Texas City men and threatening a third with a gun and a fence post. The April 2011 incident in the brushy community west of College Station led to two arrests. The plea agreement between prosecutors and 23-year-old Albert Bolden Jr. included his involvement in that of four co-defendants who are awaiting trial on aggravated robbery charges. Authorities say the group drove away in the victim's customized cars, which were found partially stripped under the Brazos River Bridge on Highway 60. If you're listening to WTAW tomorrow afternoon at 12:12, you're going to hear something different. Bryan Broadcasting Stations are participating in A&M's celebration of the 12th man on December 12th. Catherine Greenwade of the Association of Former Students says the 12 Days of Texas A&M campaign began on the 1st.
A social media campaign that has been highlighting unique things about our university, unique things about our former students, and about the reach and the impact that the university has on our world. They have done a great job on the A&M website of putting all the resources you need to participate in this event.
The highlight will be the playing of the Aggie War Hymn tomorrow at 12:12. If you're not near a radio, go to the WTAW.com website to download a copy of the War Hymn. And the details aren't being revealed, but the A&M system may be expanding its footprint in College Station. The Board of Regents is holding a conference this afternoon, and a two-hour block has been set aside in an executive session for two items. One is the purchase of 12 acres of unimproved property. The price, location, and purpose of the land isn't being disclosed ahead of the meeting, according to system spokesman Steve Moore. A new president for the A&M campus in Texarkana will also be considered. If there are any pieces of the meteor that lit up the sky early Friday morning, experts say they're on the ground somewhere from north of College Station to east of Waco.
It's rare to see this bright a fireball in the twilight.
NASA's Bill Cook says that the meteor was about the size of a basketball. Space buffs are expected to be out looking for any remnants since meteors can bring as much as $22,000 a pound. And ERCOT, the folks who run the state's power grid, say the outlook for next summer is a bit tighter than their previous forecast. In other words, they won't have as much electricity in reserve as they'd like. He says after that, things look good.
There's a significant amount of activity in generation development right now. We see several new plants that are under construction right now that are scheduled to come online in the late 2014 timeframe.
He says it's important to note we're at a slightly increased risk of running short on power during the extreme heat of the summer. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 36 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today's bakery special. Enjoy taste baked from scratch. Blue Baker.
Brazos Valley Bride is the local source for wedding inspiration in the Brazos Valley. As the official publication of the Bridal Association of the Brazos Valley, we work closely with local vendors to bring brides inspiration, ranging from designing invitations and table arrangements to picking the perfect photographer and cake. For information about advertising in the spring 2013 edition of Brazos Valley Bride magazine, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
Fall and the holidays have arrived in the Brazos Valley. Chances are you and the family will be traveling by car to visit the relatives. The last thing you need to worry about is the reliability of your car. The pros at B&B Automotive have a great special going on right now to make sure you have a trouble-free holiday season. Bring your vehicle into B&B Automotive located on Coulter just off Texas and receive $20 off a radiator flush and a complete winterizing checkup. Because the last thing you need to worry about is your car. B&B Automotive, making holidays worry-free for 26 years.
836, that's your coat right there. Royce, that's your coat right there. There you go. Yeah, okay. There you go. Got that. Got to take your coat with you.
It's the important thing.
That's right. Well, we were just chatting, and we always do. So, yeah, we did that. So, anyway, take care. All right.
It's any consolation. I have the same problem with my with my six-year-old daughter leaving it at school.
Ah, yes. Well, that's not good, yeah, because you can't go up to school after it's closed to get her coat so she can wear it the next morning. Right. What? Don't worry about that. Hey, and you're going to need your coat, by the way. Again, 27 degrees for a low temperature tonight.
I bet you she would remember her coat if you sewed some kind of toy to it, like a Tamagotchi or something. You know what I mean?
I don't know what a Tamagotchi is, but I'm sure that Kevin does, so that's all that really matters. But, yeah, something. Or if he sewed a picture of himself in there.
Dads are little girls' heroes, yeah. But I don't know if that's much incentive to keep your coat.
High would be 52 for today. Again, 33 for tonight. Oh, they've changed it. Wow, they just updated the forecast even as we speak. It was going to be 27 tonight, but now they've upgraded it to 33, which means maybe we had one night of freezing temperatures. And they've increased the chance of rain on Friday night to 50% and on Saturday to 50%. So there you go. We could use some more rain. A lot of folks didn't get very much rain. And today will be nice. It's 52 and with the winds just north at 5. It's as opposed to yesterday, where it was like Winnie the Pooh in the blustery day, you know. So well, it was. But anyway, let's see. Oh, well, you know, we haven't played a Christmas song in a little while, have we?
In about an hour.
5-10 minutes.
So let's see what we got here. So we just kind of do a potluck thing and see what we get here. Country.
Oh, steel guitar.
Little slide get
could
box
be
there.
Hawaiian.
Daddy's drinking a Christmas.
Oh, it's Commander Cody.
Gonna be some hard times this year. No tree or stockings or presents.
Hello.
I don't know if y'all knew, but 6 northbound's almost at a dead stop before you get to Briarcrest.
Thank you. We'll look into that again. Yeah, there's apparently there are a couple of things going on up there, and it's actually gets all the way up to William Joel Bryan, is what I understand.
Holy
so
cow.
If you can stay off of that, that'd probably be a pretty good deal. We ought to call out there to Highway 21 and see if it's stopped up there. But
you reckon?
Yeah. I don't know the name of that. Gas station up there, so I can't call them. But stay off of North 6 if you can keep from it, or get actually on Texas Avenue. I made the mistake of going to eat someplace at Northgate yesterday. I thought it might be not busy. I was not correct. Now next week it'll be okay. But yeah,
silly man.
I know, but it's all right. They moved line moved along fast. It worked out okay. All right, let's see what else I got here. Oh, Charlie Sheen and Lindsay Lohan. You talk about two train wrecks right there, you know.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't know if you heard about this, but Lindsay Lohan's had a little trouble with the IRS.
Yes.
Really?
And owed him some money. Charlie, they apparently worked in a movie together. Charlie shells out $100,000, okay? $100,000 to pay off her debt from the IRS.
Oh.
Now he's upset.
He is, because she hadn't even texted thank you.
Gosh.
I mean, really? Didn't your mama bring you up better than that?
Yeah.
I would have thought. Well, I don't know that I'd have thought. I don't know that I'd have cared, but still,
Lindsay,
seems like she ought to.
If you're out there, you're still invited over. Let's just have a talk.
Okay. Yeah.
We're going to do that.
Next time Lindsay's
days.
In Navasota, we'll make sure that she does
she
that.
She tunes into the show.
Yeah, she might very well do that.
Sure.
So it's 8:38, and I don't want to talk about this a lot because it was a tragic situation, but there's kind of a local connection here. I'm sure you all heard about the disc jockeys who prank called the hospital in England.
This is interesting.
And the offshoot of it, and it was a terrible thing that happened, that the nurse who answered the phone eventually committed suicide. But what we found that was unusual is that Candy 95, our station down the hallway, actually had a listener in Australia. which I found to be fascinating.
Well,
is that
they
right?
have an Australian DJ, so well, I don't find it that far-fetched.
She's an announcer. Yeah, I don't know if she's a DJ. Has she done a record hop lately? I know. It's Lainey spinning the tunes this weekend at Cameron High School. Be sure and stop it. Yeah.
Bending and grinning on the wheel to seal.
Exactly. So, now, you know, y'all help me. Basically, and that's what happened, is a listener got in touch with us, got in touch with them from Australia. Kind of a local angle on that.
That's what I've heard.
Wow, interesting. Anyway, and those
people, they were apparently at a Christmas party when they found out.
That's what it was. They didn't even know about it.
No, they had no idea what had taken place after the fact, and they were kind of then notified of what had gone on.
Yeah.
And obviously, for them, the party came to a crashing halt.
In a sense, they've lost their jobs. So there you go. All right, now, just in case anything strange happens to you today, I don't know, maybe it is the phases of the moon. Because, you know, we end the show quite often talking about things that have happened on this date in history. And these aren't historically noteworthy. It's just kind of interesting. In 2000, a Romanian man, paralyzed from the waist down, called the fire department 4 times in 8 hours because he couldn't reach his cigarette lighter.
Did he keep dropping
Yes, he kept dropping the lighter on the floor. Okay.
Sounds like a 2-year-old.
3 years later from Romania. A man refused to undergo surgery to remove his house keys from his stomach.
Good.
Because he didn't want his ex-wife to use them. He swallowed the keys to keep her out of the house that they were sharing.
Can't you just bury them somewhere?
Even though it was hers.
Just throw them into the ocean?
And in 2006, Nintendo announced that their just-launched Wii video game machine might have a problem with the strap that secured the wand-like remote control to the player's wrist. Apparently, as your hands were flailing around, you might swing around and lose the controller.
Yep.
Could, like, hit your sister with it or something.
They were breaking TVs because people were playing Wii Tennis, and the controller would slide out of their hand and go right through the front of that 54-inch big screen.
Yeah, that probably would make people unhappy. I could see where that would...
That would frost me a little bit.
Yeah, it would probably happen. And then, actually, just back in 2008, an Australian astronomer announced that the star that led the wise men to the stable where Jesus was born was most likely the conjunction of Venus and Jupiter. Oh, but it happened on June 17th.
Yeah, it happened in the summer.
That'll change all the books, wouldn't it?
Oops.
Yeah, so anyway, if something unusual happens to you today, now you know. All right, so yesterday there was a little commotion on an American Airlines flight in Dallas that was going to L.A., the plane began filling up with smoke right after it left the gate.
That would be
scary.
A commotion.
Yep. And, you know, the pilots returned to the terminal, everybody able to get off safely, and they put them on another airplane and they flew to LAX, okay? They were delayed about 2 hours. But they have to write the story this way. Ashley Olsen and 200 other people got the fright of their lives yesterday aboard the American Airlines. Yada, 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 yada. So the story is that Ashley Olsen was on the airplane, not that the cockpit filled up with smoke. No.
Is that one of the twins?
Yeah.
Okay.
They went to A&M, you know.
She was in first class, so she could certainly get out quicker than anybody else.
That's a good point.
Well, wait. Right. They... Well, who were the... No, they didn't go to A&M.
Yeah, they didn't? Oh!
Wait, are you talking about the twin kids from Full House?
There was a rumor that they had gone to A&M.
I mean, there's several twins that went to A&M. Actually, Waco, Baylor has a disproportionate number of twins.
I had no idea.
It's
Hello?
Hey, Jesus actually was born in the summertime. Okay. The Romans just changed it to coincide with the winter solstice.
I'd say, yeah, we're not going to get into that. I know, that's cool.
We just being silly.
There we were. So, there was a rumor for a long time that they went to A&M and the blonde-headed kid from Saved by the Bell went to A&M.
Yes. But those aren't true, are they?
No, they're not. But the kid who was in E.T. went to Blinn. That's true.
That is true.
That did.
Elijah Wood? What?
No. No, Henry Thomas.
Oh, okay.
What did I say? Yeah, E.T., right. Yeah, E.T.
Or what's, never mind.
All right, so anyway. And
Bubba
Strait, that's right, George's boy. And he never came, well, he did too. He came here and played once before Bubba went to school here. So.
Yes, sir.
You know who went to my alma mater in England?
Okay.
Eddie Izzard.
No kidding.
Yeah.
One of the funniest guys I've ever seen.
He's like the only famous person.
Well, there you go.
That's been to the University of Sheffield.
Needless markup, reportedly looking at... Oh, you haven't ever heard him called that?
No.
Yeah. Neiman Marcus reportedly looking at going public in the near future.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, they're thinking they may want to get on the old IPO bandwagon. What happened is Michael Kors, who's a fashion like guy, they did an IPO.
Something like that.
Yeah, they did an IPO and raised $10 billion, okay? That's not too bad. So Needless Markup and Tory Burch, a couple of companies that are looking at possibly going public. And so if you want to be a stockholder, you can go do that if you want to.
Very interesting.
Michael Bolton.
The Michael Bolton?
Yeah, not the one from Office Space.
I had to ask.
Yeah, yeah. Michael Bolton knows how to leave a tip. According to Star Magazine, the singer forgot his wallet in his car and then serenaded the waitress with "When a Man Loves a Woman."
I'd then rather have money.
Well, that's kind of what I'm wondering. Did she ask him to sing? He maybe just said, "Hey, would you like me to sing for you?" And then he sings "When a Man Loves a Woman." Then he went outside and he got his wallet and he gave her a $20 tip for the $4 tab. But yeah.
Okay.
Michael Bolton. Has he got a flat top now, or is he?
He's got
going
no top.
Bald?
No, he's
just
got
going
no
bald.
Top.
Okay. Well,
he's sporting the Kevin O'Connor.
Jersey. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Green Teams welcomes the newly renovated MSC on the Texas A&M campus to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, the MSC uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum talks about Caldwell Country.
The philosophy here, we want you to come back, and we're going to do everything we can in such a way that it won't be an issue. You will come back. I've dealt with them. I've had service done, and they stand very tall in that area. And that'd be a big factor in me in buying a vehicle. Before you pull the trigger, you owe it to yourself to come take a look and see what kind of deal you can make with these people.
Caldwell Country and Rockdale Country, just a conversation away.
Hi, Todd.
Oh, hey, Samantha.
Do you want to be my boyfriend?
Oh, sure. Wow, I'd love to.
Great. Now give me your Subway steak melt.
My melt?
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend now.
I don't think this is working out.
Get your own Subway steak melt, like the tender, juicy steak and bacon melt, or the succulent, smoky chipotle steak and cheese. Get yours today. Subway, eat fresh. December is Customer Appreciation Month at Subway restaurants, so we're thanking our customers for being such big fans with $2 6-inch subs. The cold cut combo or meatball marinara. That's right. The crowd-pleasing cold cut combo or meatball marinara are $2 each for a 6-inch sub. Only in December. Appreciation tastes amazing, so get these two subs made fresh for you for $2 each. Saying thanks is a great deal, so hurry in. Subway, eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only, plus tax, work, applicable prices, higher, and less than Hawaii. Additional charges for extras.
About 12 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW will generally tell you just to stay off of North Highway 6 or the bypass northbound. Back around Briarcrest or anywhere north of there, it seems to be a little bit messed up. You know, we were talking earlier this morning about marijuana. Two students at the University of Colorado at Boulder charged with bringing marijuana-laced brownies to class. Kind of like a show-and-tell project, I guess. New York Post said that to make matters worse, the brownies sickened a professor and five students. Well, there you go. Reportedly unaware of the secret ingredient, 21-year-old Thomas Cunningham, 19-year-old Mary Essa. I know their parents are proud.
Sure.
They've been arrested on suspicion of second-degree assault, fraudulently inducing the consumption of controlled substance, and those are felonies.
Wow. Yikes.
So, thought it would be a cute idea, and apparently not. Oh, wait, more tax news.
Yay!
Boy, the TMZ people, they just, you know, if you're on Smoking Gun or TMZ, it's never good.
No.
IRS is now after Pamela Anderson for not paying 2011 taxes. TMZ says she reportedly owes $260,000 on her federal return, another $112,000 on her California return. Congratulations, Pam. Probably once again will make the California list of the top 500 delinquent taxpayers. She's been there in the past. K, not a good thing. The Saint. I don't know. You may be too young to even remember
The
Saint.
Oh, I love The Saint.
Okay. Original.
It was also a Val Kilmer movie.
Well, 1997.
You sound so impressed.
Val Kilmer? Yeah, really. I mean, Val Kilmer. If there could be somebody who has picked a poorer movie career, I don't know. Val's pretty high up when it comes to that.
And anyway. Now he looks like a manatee.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he's filled out.
He's ballooned out. Up nicely. Yeah.
The original series done at the BBC and it starred Roger Moore back in the 60s, and there have been 15 feature films about the character. Didn't know that. Anyway, as you mentioned, Val Kilmer, 1997. British actor by the name of Adam Rayner, he knows who he is, who starred in Mistress on BBC, will play Simon Templar, that's the saint. Roger Moore will be the executive producer of the series, so I guess he'll get a piece of the action. Okay, so now, and Kat will be able to tell us everything about this movie, but this version of The Hobbit, which is Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, has that already opened, or is it about to? That oh, come one. On, Kat, you know. You're holding out on us. Huh? Uh-huh. It's coming up soon. Anyway, grab the phone. Hello?
You haven't had a listener yet tell you why Highway 6 traffic's backed up?
No.
That's because... 20 minutes.
No, you're breaking now. Wait, now you're breaking up now. You may not be able to tell us. Try again.
Well, I won't be able to either because I've been on the phone with Brian Police for 20 minutes. Nobody seems to know what.
Okay.
So a listener can help us out.
Thank you. Okay. Yes, if a listener knows and could help us out, that'd be wonderful. We've been trying desperately to find out what the problem is. But anyway, North Highway 6, if you can
nasty.
Stay off of it. Yeah. So here's what happened is... This company called Asylum Films came out with a movie called Age of the Hobbits, okay, which is a film about ancient Indonesian subspecies who are, and they say it was not intended to relate anything to the fantasy of J.R. Tolkien, okay, but
right.
Nonetheless, apparently 30 to 40% of the people interviewed were confused about which movie to go and see. And so, as a result, they've blocked the movie being released this week.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they're going to do. So, again, if 30 to 40% of the people don't know, then it would sound like they're really not paying attention or don't really care, would be my thought. Okay, you remember Elvis Presley doing a tour?
Yeah, I remember Elvis. He sang a little.
He did. Hello?
I can tell you there was an accident between Briarcrest and William Joe Bryan. Fire department was on the scene, and it's just taking a long time to clear.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
We thought there may be something north of that, too, but we know about that part. So anyway, the fact is that Elvis died, but that didn't stop him from touring. Footage of him singing on the old big screen with live musicians playing the tunes. Well, now the late John Denver is getting the same treatment. A Rocky Mountain High concert will have vintage... That means grainy. Vintage video of
code.
John singing with former members of his backing band cranking out the tunes live. There will be a 15-city tour. Starts February 1st in Westbury, New York. Wraps up in Denver on February the 23rd. So in other words, again, vintage, grainy, video of John Denver singing, and the band will be there on stage to play it live.
It's amazing how our minds change that way.
Yeah.
Because they show the classic A&M games on
right,
television now.
Right,
and anything past 6-7 years ago, you look at that and you're like, it's awful.
Yeah.
I can't watch this.
Yes, why is the video so horrible?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. We get spoiled pretty quick.
This whole HD thing.
Yeah. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class for 2013. There will be there are 15 acts that are eligible. Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers will do the honors in Los Angeles.
There you go.
Among them, Rush, Deep Purple, Heart, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Procol Harum, Albert King, Randy Newman, The Meters, Blues, Paul Butterfield Blues Band, The Marvelettes, Kraftwerk, Donna Summer, Public Enemy, and NWA.
Kraftwerk?
Yeah, Kraftwerk,
a
really.
A German techno band.
Again, and it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we will give you the worst holiday tunes. Edison Research has done a list of the worst holiday tunes, so we'll save that for tomorrow.
Do we play any of them?
I don't, but they are played... Yes, some of them are played on this radio station. the one that I don't play is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
I won't
play that song.
I hate Elmo and Patsy.
Yeah. And you know, and they used to play here a long time ago.
Did they really?
Yeah, he was a student at A&M, and they played at the old Rosewood Junction.
You know, as long as I've worked here playing music radio, I had no idea they were from here.
Yeah. Yep, they did. Sure enough. Yep.
Holy cow.
Holidays are growing closer. My list is growing bigger. I'm off to Half Price Books again.
During the season, Half Price Books magically transforms into a holiday treasure chest with amazing gifts, stocking stuffers. It's the one place you're guaranteed to find something thoughtful for everyone. The selection is unbelievable. You'll see something and say, that's the one edition Uncle Wiley needs for his Hardy Boys collection. And Edna will love this book on skydiving. That's a long story. The price on this book on cigars for my boss is smoking. You really can get wrapped up holiday shopping at Half Price Books and get all your shopping wrapped up. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt. Buy a $25 Half Price Books gift card and get a $5 bonus card for someone really special to come back and use in January. You! So hurry to Half Price Books for all your holiday shopping. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Have you ever heard, Mom, the game is almost on, can the team come over to watch? Or what about, Mom, can my roommates come stay for break? Or maybe you just need additional space for a loved one to come live with you. Whether you need to make changes for physical challenges or room for guests, remodeling can help you achieve the best scenario for your home. The holidays are approaching. Call us and let us help you find solutions today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Did you know you can take a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. The winter mini-mester runs December 17th through January 10th with a holiday break in the middle. You can take an online class and still go home for the holidays, or take a class you've been needing for your transcript. Maybe take a class just to learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
The Christmas angels are almost all adopted and the toys and clothes are being prepared for Christmas. Please remember to return your wrapped gifts with the angel number on the outside to either Blue Baker location on University or Dominick. Because of your generous donations and your support, this year we can help over 700 children have a gift on Christmas morning. But if gifts aren't returned, it's the same as an angel that isn't adopted. Wednesday is the deadline to return your angels to Blue Baker or the Bryan Broadcasting Studios. Thank you for putting these children on your Christmas list.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. We're the leading authority in the treatment of varicose veins and spider veins. You can be confident you're receiving the very best and latest treatment available. Trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound to give you an on-the-spot treatment plan. We now offer free vein screenings every Friday. Call us at 696-VEIN for an appointment and check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay. Answering the phone from New York. Clip Howard using my studio in just a couple of minutes. All right. So Gallup, ask people. Well, what can I say? Yeah.
You're popular. It's a popular place.
Well, interviews at 9 o'clock. It's not 9 o'clock yet. Anyway. So would you trust a politician over a used car dealer? Gallup recently did a poll to find out who we believe and who we don't. Okay. Most ethical and most believable. Number one, nurses, 85%. Second, pharmacists, 75%.
Gosh, I hope so.
Doctors and engineers at 70%. Then came dentists, police officers, college professors, and clergy. All of them above 50%. On the lower end, the media. Yes, at 24%.
I don't trust the media.
Yeah, I understand. Lawyers at 19%. Salesmen. Wow, if you're a media salesman, imagine that. 15%. Senators, 14%. Members of Congress in double digits, though, at 10%, which is higher than I thought they would be. And car salesmen, 8%. 8%. So there you go. From one end to the other, nurses all the way to politicians. Let's see. On this date in history, Italy and Germany declared war on the United States. We won.
Yes, we did.
1972, Apollo 17 became the sixth mission to land on the moon. 1977, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers finally won an NFL game.
With the worst uniforms in the history
of
the
NFL. They really were. They were those bright arms.